You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on Riotcast.com.
Yep. We are back. Late night fucking show. YKWD Riotcast Studios above the Comedy Cellar. We're doing a 9 o'clock live event. We have a fucking holy shit lineup for you tonight. On the YKW fucking dude. Of course, we got my producer, Chris Scopo, the kid with the fucking big ass and the self-esteem of a fucking tic-tac.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very
that
good.
That was good.
But
you're going to miss the timing on that.
He is, come on, son. It's 9 o'clock. This is when I fucking, my witching hour. This is when I'm funny. I'm no funny at 3. We got, of course, Lauren, the gap.
The dam.
The, God, why would you want that nickname?
I don't give a shit.
I know you don't. I bet you have the fucking tightest little rhino
it's
eye.
Like a little, it's like a little just flower.
Just a sleeping rhinoceros eye. Just
when I come, it just goes.
Yeah, you have to fucking lick it like a 1, 2, 3. It opens up. We got the video fucking madman, Deepu's to my left.
Yo. Is there a reason why you put this giant owl in front of me?
So that is that your camera? Where's your camera?
No, I can't see any of the guests or, you know.
I have this owl because I wanted to scare one of our guests just in case he gets crazy. We have Dante Nero. This is my... I heard he's afraid of birds of prey. So I want it. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. What?
It was dropped.
I know,
head.
But he said he had it, so I trusted him. That was a trust technique I learned.
That was like a trust fall?
But we both had you at the same time.
In community college. It's called Drop the Owl. All right, we have, let's go through the room and announce everybody.
My right, we have very funny comedian Mateo Lane, first time on the show.
First time on the show, my friend.
Yes.
Very excited.
Thank you. Have we met? Never, right?
We've never met.
Where the fuck have you been?
Just around.
Yeah? I mean,
yeah, you know.
He's been uptown with me.
Yeah. Oh, where's that?
Trying to teach his nephew how to sing.
Mateo can sing.
You can sing?
Like opera singer.
I would like to get into a little of that.
Sure.
I enjoy singing. I remember when Kelly Festuca was on the show. The one thing that she used to... I mean, a lot of people fucking hated Kelly. I love Kelly.
No, I love that. I thought you were going to say she was going to sing.
I love Kelly, but she did sing. She sang those old movies. Like, what the fuck was that movie? A teaspoon of sugar makes the hula go round.
Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. Oh. But she would sing it. She was actually pretty good. And Mary Poppins, those songs, I don't know what the fuck it is.
Those are hard songs to sing.
But they make me happy.
Oh, they do?
They fucking, anytime I hear that song, I fucking, you know, chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim chim.
I actually really like that song, chim
chiminy. It makes me fucking happy.
Oh, step in time, digga, na 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 na. Yeah.
Keep going, you got it.
Oh, but it's like the... What did Julie Andrews do in the mirror?
I don't care. Keep doing what you're doing.
He's saying it.
What is this one song? You know what? I didn't like the Feed the Birds song.
The
remember that?
Alive.
Right.
On each day. I don't remember.
Dude, okay. All right. Give me a little bit of what you can do.
That's a Mariah Carey note.
Sounds like a rape.
Want to hear opera? Like what I actually drink?
Yes. I want to hear what the fuck you do.
I haven't warmed up, so sorry. By the way, I'm gay for anyone listening.
You did not need to even do that.
can do like Britney Spears impressions.
Do it, do it.
And, oops, I. And then Christina.
Was that her getting fucking.
That's just her, like. That's her just singing. Yeah. I could do like Christina Aguilera singing, I don't know, the alphabet.
Do it, do it, do it, do it. Sounded more like our uncle, but it was good. That was fucking amazing. Good.
Stuff like that. I don't know. Yeah.
My God.
I used to sing in the. I don't know.
Are you sure you're gay?
Oh, God. Look at my pants.
First of all, that's not gay. I've been wanting to wear those pants my whole life.
You can wear these pants.
Yeah, I can because I'm fat. When I put those pants on, they become
I mean, you know. No, you can wear
wasn't that funny,
like fucking
people. All my pants become that. I want to and introduce our next guest. Scopo.
Dante Nero. He's back.
What's going on?
Who is a regular on the show, a lot, and one of my friends. And
one of your best friends.
Well, I think you know, I have I am not going to fight that because I don't want to fight you.
I mean,
I don't want to get fucking punched with an eagle ring.
He wasn't at the barbecue.
Yeah, let me see your ring.
Yeah, you weren't at the
Missed it.
You're an asshole.
Dude, I was on strike for 7 weeks.
I don't
weeks.
Give a f-
7
fuck.
Weeks, 7
yeah.
days a week.
Yeah, we had
12,
a great barbecue and you weren't fucking there.
I missed it.
You're an asshole.
I was really
But Don actually was like, "Where's Dante?"
I missed it, man. I was really upset.
What'd you miss it for?
I was just tired, dude.
Really?
Was,
well, we have a fucking nice chair you could have sat in.
I'm like I just really am just getting to a point where I'm back to normal.
Okay. Well, all right. So your strike is over.
Yeah. Yeah. 7 weeks we did.
Is my internet going to get any fucking better?
It's going to get great now. You got regular people working.
So fucking pissed. I can't even stream something.
Dude, the company, this is regular.
They have a 3-bedroom ranch, and it's the where's the router, sir? Right there. I can touch it, and I can't stream fucking movies?
You gotta sit your computer on
it. I can't watch 13 hours?
It's so bad, dude. They said, the Verizon said that they wanted to cover, they said with the managers that they were going to cover 90% of the work.
Right.
They only covered 30% of the work.
Right.
And then 30% of the work that they covered was 75% was repeaters.
What conversation?
Can you sing again?
Good heavens. Why are we talking about Verizon Wireless?
Because I'm happy to be back to work, dude.
You work at Verizon?
I have 22 years with Verizon.
He's a fucking rep.
Verizon's been around that long?
No, he doesn't do anything. He drives around in his truck and he puts a V on it. Fucking says hi to a couple people. He hasn't fucking climbed the tower. He can't fit in a fucking hole. Cocksucker can't get do nothing. What's he gonna do?
I can do all those things.
You
just
can't
don't.
Fit in a fucking
you
hole.
You don't even know how big the hole is.
The hole's not as big
as those
shoulders.
It's a 4-foot hole.
It's a 4-foot hole?
It's about the size of your desk. Two of those.
So I could fit?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, then I'm joining Verizon.
That dude, 7 foot. Two that
why are you stuttering? Are you having a stroke? What the fuck's
going
on?
Please don't.
How hard was this fucking strike?
It was really difficult.
Okay. Hang on one second. All right, Jim Serpico, you're live on the YKWD. Just I know you can't say anything, but you just say hi to the fans.
What's up, guys?
What's happening?
What are you doing?
We're doing a live show right now. I just met this. What's your name again?
Mateo Lane.
Mateo Lane?
Mm-hmm.
Mateo Lane. Listen to this shit. He's a comic. He's gay. he's the one who announced that.
I mean, no question. No, I have gay voice. There's no way to.
Listen to this, Jim. Ready? One,
dude,
two.
Sing Mesodorma.
Oh.
Mesodorma. Listen.
Mesodorma. Mesodorma.
What the fuck, right?
It's soothing.
Unbelievable.
He's unbelievable. I'm going to have him do my wedding when I get remarried after I get divorced.
All right, I love it. Give me a call later.
I'll call you later, buddy. Take care. The great Jim Serpico, director, EP, fucking
very good
writer.
Frisbee.
Huh?
Very good at frisbee.
We killed.
Very good at frisbee.
I'm horrible at frisbee.
They did. Let's announce these. We have guests in here. What is your name, sir?
Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. How are
and
you?
And who is this beautiful lady next to you?
This is my girlfriend, Kate.
Fuck! God damn it. Could I have one? No, I'm kidding. That's great. That's
well, we love you, so maybe, you know.
I love you, too.
Wow.
She's fucking smoking hot, too.
Did you just invite him into a threesome?
What's your name? Hey, good looking. Want to settle down, sir? All right? All right, you can't have your cake and eat it, too, and then fuck it and lick it and suck it.
Devil's threesome. The devil's threesome.
I'm hooking up with a hot Dominican.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Does he give back rubs?
He does.
I have a knot.
You want to come with?
Listen, what's your name, sweetie?
Kate.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are
you? Oh, my God. She's beautiful, dude. Well,
thank you.
Yeah. How long have you been dating?
Over a year.
Over a year. So it's new.
Yeah.
All right, so it might, you know,
how's
might not
it going?
Work out.
How's it going?
Not bad. Met on OKCupid.
Huh?
It works.
You really? Met on OKCupid?
Yeah.
Really?
That's so funny. Really?
You spent hours going through that damn website answering all those questions.
It was mostly Tinder, but it's
yeah, well, yeah. Tinder's so much better, yeah.
Could you imagine meeting her on a fucking dating site? Good for you, kid.
Thank you.
Good for you. You guys love each other?
Yes.
You live together. Where do you live?
That's kind of like, yeah, nonchalant.
Did you live like a block away from Scopo?
Here, oh, gee, I'm sorry. His parents or where he lives now?
No, Astoria.
Oh. All right. Well, this. Are you a comedian?
No.
No, good. Okay. Now, here's the deal. You said, I said, do you love her? You went, yes. And she went, well, yeah.
I said, yeah.
Let, put the, no. Can you let her
I,
have the,
I heard the you've never done
a, it was a well, yeah.
Yeah.
You've
yeah.
never done a yeah, talk show. You love him? Say it to him. Oh,
begin
shit. To I'm going to hang on with
get
hang
Beige
on with
Phillip.
We got Beige Phillip here to fucking win. I'm going to help you out. What's your name again, Chris?
You're going
to
get your bitch back.
Right? You're going to get your bitch back right now. Beige Phillip, did you hear that?
That was a little awkward. A little uncomfortable for me.
I'm just shy. A year to me is so long.
It's, why?
Because that's like 10 years God. In gay years.
The longest
relationship. A weekend is like 6
yes,
months.
It's, the longest relationship I've had in New York is making eye contact with a guy from Grand Central to Union Square.
Can I
that's
ask
it.
That's
it.
You've
I
never
was like,
been to
ooh,
the
he's
cock?
Not. Oh, are you out of your mind? I don't want to get HIV now. It's like, wait, give me 10 years.
I love that AIDS is now just so not. It's HIV. It's like just joking. It's like a joke. It's like, let's get the HIV.
Let's get the
like
HIV.
Spa hops.
Are you positive? Well, all the lingo on Grindr and stuff. I mean, yeah. You have to, you know, you got to know what you're doing.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Now, you say that. You say, mm-hmm. Now, you're a good looking man. You got your shit together. You can sing. You seem talented. You seem jovial. You seem very,
jovial.
You're charismatic.
Thanks.
Okay, right?
That's gay. Sure. You could have just said
yeah.
He's gay.
Yeah, you could have just. He's like, yeah, just said gay.
I'm saying.
Let's call a spade a spade. You're jovial. All right. Just say it like it is.
No, I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, there's some gay guys that aren't fucking jovial. Let's
yeah.
be real.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. There's a lot of scary gay guys, too.
What do you mean?
You know, oh, go to like a bear den.
Ooh,
like,
where
is that?
Alaska.
You would not, yeah. would not like you there, Lauren.
Like at the Eagle or
bunch
something.
Of dudes like
know.
Me.
Some of gays aren't very nice. What? The Eagle. It's like a club. First of all, I don't go to gay clubs. I do stand up every night. So I'm like I've lost touch with the gay world. sans the outfit, but you know. So it's like I don't know. Like even I sometimes get shocked. Like I'll go into like this place called the Eagle. My friends were in town. They wanted to go to the Eagle, and it's all like older bears, meaning like bigger guys.
Like
you
us,
guys
Bobby.
Could go. Yeah. Imagine
we're
you
like
guys in like leather.
Yeah, you guys are big.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I know that I'm. I consider myself, and I don't know if this is real. I'm a bear twink.
No.
Wait a minute. Now, can we just? Can we not? Can we have a debate about this?
I would love to.
Listen to me. You went no real
first
quick.
First, because I want to know what you think. Oh my God, Dan Soder, how are you?
Now, speaking about twinks.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I am not a twink. Yeah. You're a power bottom.
You are not.
You're a power top.
You're a sloppy bottom.
I would love
can I have some juice in my headphones? Sorry to interrupt.
No.
Love the jeans.
We just talked about it. Is it too much?
It does look like you just pulled yourself out of a car wreck.
Fine. The or, look I'm going for.
Either that or you were just
like
in
a sexy car, right?
A yeah. roller skating movie. Yeah.
Are you in an 80s street gang?
Yeah, well, you have to jump over the car at the end on your roller skate.
I wish I was in an 80s street gang. I would look. I'd be
how are those? But those are so shredded.
I know. Well,
how do they stay on?
I literally out think like it's that. fish. What is that called?
Fish
string.
Fishing line.
Yeah, feel it. Look, because you can see it goes like that.
Okay. All right.
Hey, can I ask you a question? No, I'm trying to find out what I think.
You're a bear.
Hang on now. I don't want to. I don't think I'm a bear. Well, help me out here.
Okay.
I'm a twink bear.
I'd love to know what your definition of a twink is.
Okay.
Let's get to that.
We got to look at my lips. Let's go to my lips.
No, okay. Twink is size.
Wait.
Let me fucking do
Deepu's
this.
Deepu's a twink.
Is Deepu a twink?
Yes.
No, he's an otter.
Yes, he
what's
is an otter.
What's an otter?
It's like a little hairy
like,
dude.
An otter's Stop. Like me, like thinner, maybe like a little evolved of a twink, but has hair on them.
Okay. Ooh, what would I be?
Can I recommend something? Could I call myself an elk?
Sure.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How come he gets to be an elk?
I'm strong but graceful.
I want to be a. All right, I want to be.
You're a classic bear.
I want to be a baby moose.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes. Right.
But baby I feel moose. Like.
You're a baby moose.
Right. Sure.
You could be a baby moose.
I want to fuck that baby moose. That's what I would say. If we're on a bunch of MDMA.
Baby moose.
I mean, they have wolf. They have.
What's a wolf? What's Dante?
A wolf bear. Is like. Bear. No, you're like. I don't. Ugh. Yeah, I guess you would be a bear. Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
What is a baby? What's a wolf?
A wolf is like Hugh Jackman, like really jacked, but has a lot of hair.
Mm. Oh, so he's a wolf on the movies too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And John Travolta is a faggot. No, but a twink
what
is like
the fuck.
Twink's a little dude.
Drop the mic.
A twink is like
hairless.
Really, really skinny, like very young
Asian.
And probably has a coke problem.
What
I don't know about Asian?
What is?
Yeah,
Scopo?
What am I?
You'd be like a cub.
With yeah. that ass.
I don't. Would you have a big ass?
Stand up.
It's enormous.
Turn
you
around.
Have a big butt?
Look at that.
Yeah, you do have a big. Can I touch your butt?
Yes.
You do have a big butt.
Yes. Touch it.
It's enormous.
Touch it. Touch it.
Guys, everybody touch Scopo's butt. Good God,
like
you got a fickle dumper.
Yeah. You got a dumpster.
Here's the thing about Scopo. It looks like it might jiggle, but it doesn't move.
It he's got move.
Fucking... We had a whole thing about the apocalypse. We're keeping Scopo for one. He's going to like gather firewood, and we're going to fuck him.
Oh, well, yeah. And we're going to eat him. It will survive for weeks.
Yeah. We're fucking that.
No. I go down. I'm fighting hard to going down.
You're not?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Buddy,
I'll
listen.
Attack.
Buddy, and we want
I'll
that.
Attack.
That's what we want. We want you to fight it.
I'm just it's going to make me cackle in a very
evil way.
Oh, no,
I'm talking about if you want to eat me.
Oh, we're not going to eat you.
Oh, you're
going to fuck
me. Oh, you're going to fuck me. Oh, yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah.
Oh, we're going to bend you over a tree.
Oh,
like,
no, that's fine,
friction.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the birds and the birds after this.
Yeah.
All right. I'll teach you.
So,
just like, you know, how to prep.
That was like when they have clickers for trained animals. Like,
that's actually my
sit.
Every time I get a zinger, I go, that's my thing.
Cesar Milan does that with
the
dogs.
That's what you're going to do.
They did that in the South Park episode. Like,
Alpha.
Yeah.
So, you go to this club. And it's the eagle, and there's a bunch of bears. Uh-huh. There's a bunch of Dantes there.
Yes.
And then maybe some baby mooses.
And it was, yes.
And some otters. What about an elk?
Maybe some otters.
What about a baby cub?
Sarah Palin was there.
What about a strong elk?
It was leather night. Well, when I went to IML in Chicago, which is International Male Leather, I mean, that even, like, for me is difficult to watch because it's, like, every weird fucking fetish you can find. I'm sure there's men who are, like, into mother-daughter role play. I mean, they're, like, they, like, put those guys who, like, are totally boxed in like leather, they can't move, and then they have to like just lay with like a guy like and his putting his foot on his head, and they can't move until like their quote unquote master tells them to move. I know. Listen,
I would be funny to go to one of those and just yell out, "Murderers!
Oh, they love
murderers! Leather is murder."
You would all do very well with gay men.
You think so?
Oh, I will. Don't even get me started with you. But you guys would all do
well.
Oh,
but I'm
well.
Going.
Yeah. You know what? Can I stop you right there? Mateo?
Yes.
I'm fucking, you know, I'm so.
I think you do great.
Hang on.
Why are you so mad at me?
Because I'm sick of you getting everything.
And
you're getting all. Everybody loves it. And
voice.
Even the gays.
You the chamber boys?
They love you. The chamber boys. The fucking Abbey. Everybody.
Yeah.
My fucking mom. Everybody. And now.
The guy that had the Sunday station at your son's birthday party.
Who didn't like anybody.
Loved me.
The fucking cocksucker. And my wife tipped him a C note.
Yeah.
100.
But he was giving me coffee ice cream until the cows came home.
Fuck,
baby.
Yeah.
And now you were just like, oh, you forget
Mateo
about it.
And I have a long-standing relationship.
I bet you do, you fucking
queen. He knows
queen.
If I was gay that we would be married.
If? I bet you'd fucking lie with Mateo on a nice road gig.
Yeah.
On a nice road gig.
Are we cuddling?
Yeah. You go into the room. Oh, my God. There's only one king. They fucked up. Did they? Did they?
You
is that what? The universe?
Did you call ahead?
The universe. The walls of lack and delay now crumble away. I fulfill my destiny.
No.
I suck dick.
Nope.
Dan Soda.
Nope. Companionship, yes.
Really? You would?
Gay sex, no.
No.
I like vagina too much.
Okay, how about you don't have gay sex? You don't have to put it in your butt. Just kiss.
Look, I don't think he'd probably be putting it in my ass. I mean, I would be like the small spoon in this situation.
And I have a very terrible butt.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a very flat butt.
I don't know
butt.
If I want to go digging down there. Yeah. But, yeah.
It is rough.
Yeah, if it's anything like your belly button, I'd throw up.
Yeah. Yeah. Did I tell you what it was? I have a hernia.
Yeah, you did.
That's the reason I look. It's pretty gross.
He showed us his belly button one day, and I was like, dude,
that's wrong with that.
There's something wrong with your belly button.
Do you feel it?
Okay, talk to the microphone.
No, Dan, don't.
That was such a natural reaction.
No, he was like, Dan,
if you pushed on it and your nose got bigger.
Or if I passed out. What's up? Sorry, guys, that's my reset button. Uh-huh.
So you go to this club. This is going to be, and Michelle's coming too. This is gonna be a fucking crazy.
I love it.
All right, listen. You go to this club,
yeah,
and it's called the Eagle, and uh-huh. You walk in, and mm-hmm. It's you. Mm-hmm. What are you?
I'm an otter.
Otter. You're an otter.
You're not a wolf.
Okay.
No, I'm not a wolf. I'm not jacked enough. I'm too little.
You're in shape though. You're in really good shape.
You're very close to a wolf.
No, like you have to get steroid.
Wolf is 180 to 200.
Okay,
I'm like 155.
That's what it is. These are just like boxing weight classes, but for gay men.
For men, a wolf can't fight a bear. Wolf can't fight a bear.
That's just dangerous.
So you go into this club at the Eagle, and you're let's just call you. What are you again?
An otter.
Although I don't normally like these. Yeah, I would be an otter.
So you're an otter.
Yeah.
And you go in, and you have another otter with you?
No, I'm
you
with have my a friend John and Jesse.
And what is
my
he?
Friend
what Jesse. Are they?
My friend John's very much a bear, and he's like obsessed with the bear world, and he'll go in bathrooms and just suck people's dicks. Okay. And we went to Rome together. It was very hard to be with him because we were like, you want to get espresso? And he's just like, I met this guy on Grindr, and I got to go fuck him. We're like, got it.
What do you mean?
Oh, just
that
he's obsessed
with sounds like
with
violent.
Sex.
I'm scared.
It's kind of violent. I mean, like, you know, my friend Jesse's like Miss Garrett. Remember her?
Yeah.
He's totally bald, but he'll like wipe away hair that's not there. He's literally just like, girls. He literally says like, girls, girls, girls. Like, the three of us together, like, it doesn't make any sense. And Justin and I, in those situations, like with a bear bar, I'm hideously ignored.
Why? So,
because they're not. They want like, my friend
big
John.
Dudes.
Bears want bears.
Yes. And my friend John will look at like a guy.
I'm telling you, Bobby, you are the shit in a bear bar.
We hang should on. Go at one time.
Let's settle down. I don't.
Well, I'm
gonna talk about fulfilling some destiny.
First of
Dawn
all,
Dawn is going away to the Cape.
Those kiss.
I'm setting
lips.
It up. We're doing it.
Listen to me. First of all, I'm not going there because I'm at a weak point in my life right now, self-esteem wise.
Oh, you'd feel great.
I don't want to. No, because I might make some decisions that I don't want to make.
But I'm,
like,
I
these
just
guys
imagine
love me.
The music playing and then Bobby shutting his eyes and starting to move his shoulders.
Over by the jukebox.
Dad, I don't know what it is, Dad. I love it, Dad. Dad, I want my drink. I got to dance, Dad. Dude, I'm not going because I don't want to be me and Kevin Meaney up in the Catskills. Fucking raising.
I don't care.
Me neither.
Were you singing? I don't care. There you're singing.
Yeah, that's all. That's old Kevin Meaney.
So you go into this bar and it's a bunch of bears and they're ignoring the fuck out of you.
Oh yeah, they hate
so
me.
So what do you do? What do you? I mean,
I stand and make fun of everyone.
Really?
Oh, of
so
course.
So nobody walks up to you and goes, hey, what are you doing?
No, and if you do, it's like a man in his early hundreds who can barely get there. Like, he has like a nurse with him. I mean, it's like, there's a lot of old people.
Is this in a house or a club?
A club.
So a club.
But I mean, it's like, you know, like, it's, I mean, not a club that you're thinking of. It's, I don't know how to quite describe
well,
it.
Well, you dungeon. Use your
it's dark. Like at the cock, like someone mentioned, did you mention the cock earlier?
I did not.
Like the
they
vault.
They literally have blowjob parties in the back. And oh my God!
What's a blowjob party?
What it sounds like?
What a fun thing to get invited.
Are there balloons? Is there cake? If there's cake, I'm going.
It's like a bowling party, but just with a lot more messy.
I just imagine both of us driving to the blowjob party, and you're like. Do you get your turn signal on? You're like, you think the cake's shaped like a dick?
Or you're just Is it chocolate? Yeah.
Do we blowjobs?
You're looking for balloons outside.
We both show up with bags with presents.
Oh, they'd love it.
Is this a blowjob party? Well, oh my God, you're all sucking each other's dicks.
Me and Dan put hats on the little dicks.
Okay, but we got these hats.
With the elastic under the foreskin.
I'm not going to suck any dicks, but I am going to help put the hats on.
I'm going to put a derby on your cock. Hang on one sec.
I assure you this isn't like totally, well, I would like to say it's not normal, but it is. But I went in one time and like the back of the cock, first of all, the cock, it's so disgusting. The back of the cock?
Are you talking cocks?
In the room.
Oh, I'm going to say, what's wrong with cocks?
The most disgusting gay bar in New York.
Okay.
Is the woman who is the bouncer is like an old, she looks like Susan Boyle. Okay. She's an old Irish woman who's like, oh, titi tatar, welcome, you have a fun time. And then you walk in and just like the smell of cum hits you.
Oh!
I wonder if they have,
do you think they have like Glade flavor, Glade scented cut, like
cum candles?
Yes, right?
Like, light some cum candles. We need to keep the ambiance a certain way.
It's like Norton is walking away one night. I find his way over.
He's being carried like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Where the smell grabs his nose. And
I just got booed at an AIDS benefit in Chicago 2 weeks ago.
Why?
Because I made fun of Britney Spears and they turned on me immediately.
Really?
Yes, I said she looks like Weekend at Bernie's in Vegas, and they didn't like it. And well, first of all, I got out. This is my life. They have a sign in the bathroom that says no crystal meth. So like
everyone does.
Good job with me. Yeah. And then they had crocheted jock straps, and gay porn stars would wear them, and then walk around, and I guess that's supposed to cure AIDS. How much is one of those?
A crocheted jock strap.
I don't know how much the auction was because I left after I got booed.
That's a nice sack hamper.
I wouldn't mind getting one of those for Dawn for Christmas. Just come out.
If you want one, I can get you guys one.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
Oh, they booed me. I called Christina Aguilera.
What was the first thing you said? You said they had crochet.
They had crocheted jock straps.
What was the thing you said before that?
Oh, and mothers, not even affiliated with HIV, were sewing the jock straps in front of us.
Wait a minute. Mothers who aren't gay.
It was just three mothers, like in a quilt circle.
Just ladies from New Hampshire.
Yes.
Not knowing what they're making.
You? Have you sucked off my son, Tom, yet?
Yeah.
Mary, have you seen Jacob? Oh, his piece is so large.
I know. He's got a fissure. I told him to get it fixed.
I had to use extra yarn.
He talked about the no meth thing. There was like a series on National Geographic called Drugs Inc. where they do like each drug. And my old roommate Michael and I were watching the meth. He's not a comic. We were watching the meth episode. And at the end, they're like, in the homosexual community, they smoke a lot of meth and fuck each other. Yeah. And he's drinking a beer. And I'll never forget. He was sitting in his chair. He goes, hey, I'm not gay or nothing, but that's boss. He's like, what? Smoke a bunch of meth and fuck all the time.
Why is meth big in the gay community?
You can go longer for hours.
I haven't
said one positive thing about my community.
I'm Irish and potheads. They're all fucking dumb.
I want to ask you a question. Seriously, sure. Honestly, why? What is this meth? Is it fucking up?
You can fuck forever.
Is that real?
Yes. Oh yeah.
So gay guys are using meth to fuck longer.
Yes.
No shit.
Yeah.
Is it like running rampant in the gay community? Is it a problem?
Yes. Hence, it's in a bathroom at a place I performed at.
They're putting a sign up that's like, hey, guys, please, seriously.
I was performing at a place that used to be called Manhole. So that was my fault. Like, this was my fault. And I let him have it.
But how come we don't hear about that? How come it's not? I didn't even know that.
I just think there's so much stuff like in the gay world that just stays within the gay world.
I've heard about it too.
No one else gives a shit but us.
About meth. And they do like a documentary on this guy who was selling his body online.
Yeah,
and they talked about how meth was so rampant.
Yeah,
really, I didn't know that.
They could do like a gay Breaking Bad.
I'm
just picturing a gayer Breaking Bad.
Gayer, crocheted thongs, not white and tidy whiteys.
That was the best part. Is when I was booed off the stage when I went back. First of all, green room talk. You know, normally comics like, "What are you doing? What's up?" Blah blah blah. This one guy put his like leg up in the air, completely naked. He's like, first triple penetration of 2016. So it was already off to a bad start. I know.
Wait a minute. Stop right there.
Yes.
The guy got fucking three cocks in him right there?
Yeah.
How
does
three
cocks in him? No, no, no. He said he was bragging about his porn. Like, he was the first triple penetration in the porn
okay,
world.
Okay, so they weren't fucking each other in the back.
No, 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 no,
oh,
no.
God.
No,
but
they were, how do you get you get two in the butt and one in the mouth?
No. Two in the pinky, one in the thing. They, I don't know.
Three in the butt.
Three? Three in the
I
butt.
I asked him how. He said, one, you have to sit on one. Like, so one guy's laying down, and then one guy, I guess two from behind. I
wait,
don't know
so
how that works.
Three all in the butt at the same time? Wow.
And then he said he takes bath because the drag queen was like, oh, so your asshole must look like a coin purse. And
it's a good line. It's a good line, drag queen.
Oh, drag queens are great. I mean, they're
drag queens,
the smartest.
I tell you, the drag queen out front got Patrice one night. He was fighting one. Verbally, just going back and forth. He kept going. He kept going. Listen, fella. And she's like, motherfucker. She goes, buddy, buddy, calm down. Hey, pal. Hey, captain. Ace. Ace. She got so mad. She goes, you fat motherfucker. Your teeth are so fucked up. It looks like your tongue's in jail, faggot. I'm talking, dude. 20 comics were up front. We all hit the ground, and that was the end. She was like, I'm out. He's just fucking out. That was it.
I wish you guys would see because drag queens they have like what they call like a read off. Like you read each other. You like, yeah. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, it's like insulting
you know?
Each
drag
other.
Drag queen?
Well, I'd love to see you in 12 years.
His name was Mandingo.
And,
the
people who used to do our costumes were all drag queens and stuff used to do the costumes.
So you, wait a minute, you stripped for 12 years?
Dude, oh, 12 years. Do you still have that picture of you in the white?
Yeah, I got it. I got it on my Instagram.
Hello, over here. Throw the phone at me.
Not
throw the
phone at me.
She doesn't want that.
You got her attention now, Dante.
You're watching.
I always do.
Hang on, listen.
You just said that like she's
I know,
your
but you just fucking literally stopped the show in its tracks because now he's going to look for a photo.
I'm talking to you. He's looking. That was his stop.
Keep it
fucking
going.
You're just upset because you reacted like a father. Yeah, because he reacted like an Italian dad.
Hey, don't touch my daughter like that.
Hey, black guys, I love
black guys. Know my.
I like over each
listening
other.
Good with the basketball,
sorry.
But hey.
It's fucking killing me. I can't hear anybody.
I'm sorry.
Listen.
Hey.
Let me turn your fucking right headphones
here.
Up.
Right. Hey. Dan, let's see if we can make our voice go lower.
Listen, this is all fascinating to me. The fact that there's a club. I know it exists. I've heard about it. But the fact that you... If there was a club, Dan, where me and you could go right after this and just get our dicks sucked.
It'd be amazing.
There is.
I mean, where? Well, no, not that club.
Someone said to me, they're like, wow, gay guys can fuck whenever they want, when they want. There's no rules. And I was like, yeah, we tried that and we all died. So, like, now there's, like, more rules, like, the regulations, you know.
Can I ask you something?
That's hilarious. That's like
so
when,
funny.
Like when they had to put rules into boxing because they were just going 37 rounds.
The UFC, the guy punched the guy in the nuts 17 times. I'm like, let's
guys,
not do that.
Turns out nut shots and eye rakes don't really work.
Yeah, big, huge cocks and little tiny assholes with no rubber. Let's stop that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you put your dick in an asshole and it comes out red.
Three in one.
Hey, I want to ask you a question. Here's the deal.
Sure.
So, because you said you're lonely as fuck. You said you're lonely.
Yeah,
you're sad.
Yeah,
is that
not sad? But
okay,
just, I'm just.
But is that because if I could get head every fucking night, if I get my dick sucked all
then
the time,
then you wouldn't want to get head every night.
But here's the thing: that would get pretty. Is there something to?
Well, I would like
not being able to. I don't know. Is there something?
No, I'd like to meet. Like, but
is it harder to meet a guy in the gay community?
Yes.
Because you can meet so many people.
Yes, in New York, it's like almost impossible.
Okay, so it is. Hang on, once. What the fuck is
he's
that?
On the left. Gorgeous.
Dante.
You look like you're in Morris Day and the Time.
Why are you wearing a chinchilla hoodie?
Because he's boss.
You're wearing. Yeah, but buddy,
Jesus.
First of all,
settle down, Lauren.
Settle down, slutbag. Dude, who's the guy on the right?
That was Messy Marvin.
Why was he messy?
By the way, also,
why was he messy?
It just was his name.
But there's got to be a nickname.
He took it from the cartoon. Remember the cartoon Messy Marvin?
Nope.
Martian the Marvin?
No, Messy Marvin was in the Daily News. It was a cartoon in the Daily News, and he took it as his real name was Marvin. And
dude, can I ask you a question? And I'm not trying to offend you.
Yeah.
Do you have a big pecker?
Yeah, nice package.
Yeah, can you? Yeah, I love that.
See what he looks like.
He's huge.
You just said it like a local.
Look at all you.
Can I ask you a question? You got a big pecker? He's like, I feel like he's like a local sheriff that arrested you.
Like a Anna Wintour fur.
I used to do this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I used to wear like all kinds of like animal skins.
Yes,
like Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Animal
Did
skins.
Did women like it?
They loved it.
Do you strip for men?
I did a couple of gay shows, but they didn't like me because I didn't let them touch me.
Oh, yeah.
What do they want to do?
They, you know, they want to touch you. So I used to
your cock?
Yeah, you can always touch and grab.
Well, there were guys who did it.
Did like, women do it?
Yeah, all the time.
Women just grab your dick.
Yeah, they'd blow you
really?
On stage.
Wait
yeah.
a minute.
Really?
Yeah,
that's
yeah they would blow you on stage.
Lauren,
what?
I don't, either you're a whore or you're not.
I don't know. I'm trying to find this out. I don't know.
Are you dating anyone?
I know.
She just, no. She's going through something.
You mean, I don't know who I am. Turns out that it just rattled something inside of me. I love.
Oh, that your big dick dropped your phone.
I love black men and chinchilla. I can't help it.
Dante, yeah. So you're dancing.
Yeah.
And these fucking chicks would grab your dick and just start sucking it.
Yeah.
And what'd you do?
You go, whoa, 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 whoa. That's
a bit. You let him, you let him, you let him.
You see the scarecrow? The fucking.
Cowardly liar.
Are you a liar?
It's you. Please stop sucking my pecker. Please stop sucking my pecker.
I've got a half hour to go.
I'm going to come. I'm going to come. Put him up. Put him up.
Oh my God, that's so good.
So that's what I do if I get my dick sucked on stage.
There's no tips for that, dude.
Oh my God, that's funny.
We used to do this thing where you would beef up.
Hang on one second.
Where you would beef up?
Yeah, you beat like you jerk off.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
And you would,
I call that playing
full
the guitar.
Full
that's
erection.
What I do. When my wife wants to fuck, I do. I play the guitar.
Yeah,
I get it going.
I call it the Sarah Connor. Because remember in Terminator 2 where she did the one armed?
Yeah.
She was like
the shotgun.
Yeah. She's like boom. Whenever I give it a one armed shotgun, yeah. I call it the Sarah Connor.
I can't do a one arm. I have to. I have to just. I have to play the little fucking fiddle. My pecker is so fucking small. I'm hey. Like I, sometimes like I'll be walking around naked, and like my kid will run in, and I'm like oh shit. I hope he doesn't. You know, I hope he like doesn't go. Dude, my dad's dick small. You know what
no,
I mean?
Because he won't. You don't know,
but
you
I
don't
want. I don't want to get fluffed up to make it big. Like, hey, look at that,
son! You just came in there. Well, looks like it's a little warm.
How big is your dick? What size are we talking about here?
Excuse me.
I would like to know.
I know you would. But I'm not going to tell you.
My dad.
Listen, my dick is. I'll tell you my dick. I don't know the size
oh,
of my
I don't,
dick.
I don't want to make. I'm.
I don't care. I'll tell you my dick. Okay. I can do, okay, now I can do this and this.
Oh, you're good.
Yay. No, no, no.
You're good. To, hi, Michelle. We're talking about dick size.
Michelle. Oh,
penis talk. Speaking, grab a seat, girl.
Speaking of big dicks.
Size, please.
What's up? Michelle Wolf's in the house. What's up, Michelle?
Hi, how are you?
Well, it's fucking crazy.
It's been an interesting
It's been crazy. First
what
of all,
miss?
Well, you've missed a lot of dick talk.
Okay. Oh, too bad. Yeah.
You were saying,
we can do it again.
Bobby was just saying when he's naked around his son, he's...
Well, he asked me what size my dick is.
Because he said he had a small dick.
I have a small dick, but like, you know, because I'm heavy, my dick doesn't have any hang anymore.
When was the last time you saw your dick?
Damn. That's just
mean. That's just fucking right. Cunty, Michelle Wolf.
Well, Dante, too.
Oh, I can see my dick.
When was the last time you saw your dick?
I see it every time I look in the mirror.
Listen, my dick isn't, I don't have a hang anymore.
Okay.
I used to have a nice hang with my dick, and I don't, because I'm heavy, I don't have a big hang. It's just there. For me to get my dick going, I gotta get it going. And
yeah,
sometimes
plump up is it?
Yeah, it plumps up. Like even my wife comes in and I'm no.
Got a good hang going.
If I hear her coming, I will fluff up. Like if I'm in the shower and I can hear her walking down the hall.
You're like,
can I teach
you? Like a wife who like never lets her husband see her without makeup on.
Yeah.
Hold on, darling.
I'll be right there.
There's no way my wife doesn't. There's no way my wife when I'm fucking if she catches me without my dick plumped. There's no way she's not going.
Well, yeah, I don't think. You know what's a good technique for that?
What?
Just quick side
losing
to side.
Losing weight?
Quick
fucking
side to side
other
movement.
Chicks?
Side to side movement.
Do the twist.
Just hit.
Does nothing to me.
Yeah,
dude.
It all
I have
pushes
the helicopter.
I have to think of the most fucking crazy. I don't have a helicopter. Dude, there's no propeller.
Oh,
okay?
You got a jetpack.
It's the nub that the propeller goes on.
A child swing.
Yeah, you have one of those puddle hoppers.
I have a grower, not a shower.
There's guys on Grindr who will send me pictures of their dick, but completely flaccid. And
that's
I'm like,
hilarious.
What are you? What is this? What?
What are you proud of?
What? And that's it. Not like totally.
That's
naked.
Why I could never be gay, because I'm not sending dick pic to anybody. Because yeah. My dick is just...
No one wants... Only... I don't know. Maybe gay men want dick
yes.
pics, but...
Yes, they do.
Women don't want dick pics. There's not a time... I don't know.
I love you speak for all women. You've had one relationship your whole life.
I've had zero relationships my whole life.
And you're telling us what women want.
No, I ask... If there's any woman that's like, I love getting a dick, it's always an unpleasant surprise.
Well, there's two other women. There's two other women in the room. That's a good poll.
I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you right now. I'll ask you right now. What's your name again? I forgot, honey, sweetie.
Kate.
What is it?
Kate.
Kate. Kate. Do you like a nice dick pic from a guy you're gonna fool around with? Not a guy you know, but at the beginning of your relationship when you're sending some photos back and forth and he sends you a nice cock pic?
Nope.
No. Okay. What?
If I request it, maybe, but unless
well, of course. Why would you request
it? Maybe after you requested it.
But that rarely context. Happens. I don't really, yeah.
All right, so that's
absolutely not.
No, so that's
See?
Okay.
Now wait, do
are you
guys
lucked
want...
out on that one? We got fucking.
Do you guys want pussy pics? Because
yeah.
Just
yeah.
a pussy?
I don't want pussy.
No,
it looks like a Star Wars character.
I gotta have something. The tits gotta be in it.
There needs to be a story.
I want video. I want video.
Videos are good. Videos are good. Okay, the masturbating.
I don't want video. I don't want video. I want a fucking tit pic. A sexy pic with her titties in it, maybe half a sheet on her fucking titty with a nip hanging out.
Fun. Mm.
Oh, you had an art project.
Hodgepodge involved.
I'm a very creative person.
But women do sex that. But women are always, like I would know, but it's always like a little photo shoot for themselves. It's always like naked from the neck down in a position they've never been in their entire life with lighting from like the heavens. You know, where men it's just like dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you say that again?
Whoa, hey.
What is that? What is that? What is that?
Video.
What is it? Of what?
You'll see.
You don't like video.
Buddy, I love video now. I love video.
I like that she has acrylic nails, though.
Can I say?
Dante, share.
Can I say, ugh.
Wait,
that was hilarious. From all the way back, you just heard Lauren like,
how long
didn't they just
take
shoot
to play?
I think you shook it like an Etch-a-Sketch.
Back to the
reset it.
Boo.
Back to the Verizon conversation.
Oh my
it's
God.
Not even streaming. We can't even.
Thank God. That's the universe stopping that video. What did you punch her in the asshole? Why was it?
No, I asked for finger in the ass,
yeah,
and the pussy,
yeah,
and a little action. I don't
see.
Know.
I don't.
It's like
that
a puppet
does
show.
Nothing for me.
No.
No, I like. You know, if a girl's in a shower, yeah, and she has a phone case that's waterproof. Of
I was going to say, this is a risky move.
I don't want
to like this. No. Ah, no, I didn't think of that. It just goes all green and weird.
The last thing you see is rice piling up. Camera.
I like this girl sent one time. She was in the shower and she was talking to me,
ooh,
rubbing her titties,
God,
from the side, and that was sexy. But to just send me a picture, there was one time. All right, there's another time where a girl had a dildo and
ooh,
she was talking to me.
Ooh.
I think that's hot.
That's hot.
But just no face and an asshole with a finger in it.
It'd be funnier if she sent that video.
That's not the video's more. It's
all right. Don't
and then
get
you
mad.
Turn on the volume and you just hear like, oh,
I had an Iranian dude who worked at like a hookah place send me a video of him jacking off in a urinal, and I was like, this is great.
You liked it?
Oh, it was fabulous. Yeah,
I'd be like this. I'd be like, God, that poor guy has to clean that urinal.
Him, probably. He works there.
Oh, don't worry, I clean up my own mess.
Yeah. I had apple hookah.
Yeah, it's okay. Watch me come all over this porcelain.
I don't know, man. I just feel if I could have head all the time, if I get fucked all the time, I might not ever meet somebody stable. Or do you get to the point where you're like, it's enough, and I just don't want
to
fuck anymore.
You get to the point
anymore.
Where it's enough.
I think guys are looking for, like, gay guys are looking for stability. But, I mean, it is hard just because gays in New York seem to have no attention span, and there's just so many.
Is it because it's
men.
New York City?
I think men in New York have no attention span.
And the good point of that is, like, gays together.
Will you stop with your fucking stupid feminist horse shit?
I'm not saying
we
it's
have
not
fucking men. We have men
right.
have fucking
no,
attention
older-
span. I know a fucking ton of guys who are very happy and have great relationships.
Yeah, and how old are they?
So first of all, your voice is way too high to talk about. Okay? You're going to ruin my microphones. So bring it down,
you
choppers.
Just,
I can't. This is my normal voice.
Oh, shit.
You guys
get a filter.
You guys just look
the
over.
The dogs are coming.
Shut the fuck up.
This is blood running out of my headphones.
I didn't realize Mariah Carey was here.
Sounds like him singing.
I told you that story. I told you that story. On New Year's Eve, they have helium balloons here, hey, and we were all sucking the helium out of it, and my voice wouldn't change.
I want you to stop smoking. Will you stop smoking, please?
Hello, Bob.
She'll be up here.
Are you 15 it years?
Just be, it would just be like this.
Fucking Elmo, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, she's talking like she's always getting her finger twisted.
You mean all men have no identity?
No, no, but all the men you're talking about, they're older, right?
That's true.
Well, I think. Well, I mean, touche.
I think you mean touche.
Holy fuck! Do we need
to get those nails off that?
She's like a verbal flashbang. Fucking waiting for the light to clear. Like, I don't know what's in the room.
I actually saw the video of you today, Michelle. First of all, Michelle Wolf is in the house. Very funny, and
in case you couldn't tell.
Yeah, with your dog barking at the screen right now. Yeah.
Someone once commented, they were like, "I really liked you after everything in my house that was glass stopped shattering."
I saw your little fight with this girl. The video you had today, you were there
Stacey
too.
Stacey Dash.
Okay, first of all, I didn't even think it was a fight.
I was there yesterday.
It wasn't a fight. Yeah. It wasn't a fight.
It was a show.
She actually left hating you for some reason.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. Can you please explain? Yeah, explain. Okay.
I'll explain. I mean, Michelle, we were like Stacey Dash. She was seemed nice in the studio.
Yeah.
And then she started talking politics, and then she just said some things that
she was making like broad political statements, like saying like
the world should fear us.
The world should fear us. That Obama has apologized.
You thought if she took her face off and it was Trump?
No, just kidding, everybody.
Does all of Fox talking points.
Yeah. Okay. She was saying, like, Obama has apologized for everything, and now people think we're weak. And I was like, well, what has he specifically apologized for that we have...
You just asked the question, and she didn't have an answer.
She didn't have an answer, because he recently went to Hiroshima and specifically did not apologize. Right. That was, like, the
but
big
But why the fuck would on. We... hang on, 1 second. Why would we apologize? I mean...
No, we shouldn't, and that's correct, but, like...
Of course not. They fucking were using our heads as games and... killing us and attacking us.
So then I said that, and I was like, so he specifically didn't apologize? And she was like, well, I can't think of anything, but if I had it, I could. And, like, she kind of got, like...
No, she said... She said, if this is what she said, which fucking infuriated me. She pointed to a computer and said, if I could pull stuff up on this thingy thing here... Actually, honey... You can. It's called the fucking... This isn't War Games.
What about...
Also, everything she, like, pulled up later for evidence was all, like, conservative conspiracy blog bullshit was just, like...
Bullet points.
Yeah.
I mean, I was fucking... I was actually mad... at her. I mean, I was mad at you because your hair was in a ponytail. No, and you look ridiculous.
You look good.
With that much red on top of your head.
I actually.
It's my morning hair.
I left when she was walking in, and I was shocked by how small she was.
Yes, very tiny.
And I didn't think she looked good in person. She had oily skin, and she's. When you're.
Weird little nose.
Take that, Stacey Dash.
Yeah. Weird nose. And I think she's like. When you're like 20 and starving yourself, fine. Yeah. Apparently, this
Why
looks
were you
good.
There?
I was doing a show called Wake Up with Taylor that no one listened to, but
have you back on.
I'm positive. Yeah. And I also thought that like she's just so skinny now because she's got to be like in her 40s. I mean, she just looks skinny and gaunt and like oily and just.
Well, what did she say when she?
Tiny.
What was? What did they?
Apparently, after that, because I thought it was very civil.
Yeah, it was
like,
very civil.
Believe me, if I can be cunty, if I want to, I can.
No,
time out.
You,
Michelle's one of my closest friends, and what she's admitting from the story is when Stacey Dash goes, "I'm just sick of Obama apologizing across the country." Michelle just leans in and goes, "He literally has never done that." Yeah. That was how she said it, and it was like you just saw it, and
Bravo.
I was like. Here we go. Watch me in my chair. I'm like,
round one.
You two can figure this out.
Good for you, Michelle.
She had this huge thing that she did with the black community because she was talking about there should be no Black History Month.
Michelle?
Her too.
She's digging herself out of a hole.
I don't think there should be a Black History Month. Can we all just get along? Isn't every month for everybody? Debra, it should be for everyone.
She said there should be no black awards, no right. BET awards, yeah. and yeah. literally all of her popularity came through black movies,
right.
Jet magazine, Source magazine.
No money.
These, everything that she's done was based on black media right. and black publications.
So she leaves the studio. And what happened?
She leaves the studio. We thought everything was fine. She even pleasantly said goodbye to everybody.
Yeah, she said okay. goodbye to everyone pleasantly, and then we left, and then E-Rock walks in, and he's like, oh, he looks at Michelle, he goes, oh, she hated you, and everyone was like,
apparently,
we thought he was joking. We're like, oh, yeah, what'd she say? He's like, she said something to her publicist, and she's like, she says, come on, things, I'm going to punch her right in her face.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Michelle. I'll tell you this. That'd be great if she punched you.
Michelle has stamina. So if Stacey didn't take her down with that first shot, I think Michelle works it, presses her into a
goal. I wouldn't want to fuck with Michelle. Yeah, she has some type of...
trains Tybo.
I don't think Stacey Dash is living even remotely in
Michelle. Michelle has a Nordic machine in her apartment.
I imagine she sleeps upside down like Bruce Wayne.
She sees one of those chambers, the hyperbaric chambers.
I realized the other day, I sleep, and this, I think, says everything about my personality. I sleep with my arms firmly crossed.
Michelle!
Like sleep's always showing up late. Like, where have you been, sleep?
Like a disappointed mom.
Yeah.
Or sleep's like CEO position. It's like, God.
Yeah, that was fucking, I thought it was great, but when you put her on tilt, when she actually pointed to the computer and was like, if I could pull stuff up, and I was like, I don't understand. I've been in that studio. There's fucking 90 screens.
When you do Opie and Jim, he's constantly Error. Looking stuff, looking stuff up behind you. Yeah. All the time. We talked about Celine Dion. He had 70,000 things up there.
And he had beefy pussies up pretty quickly. But I feel bad for Norman. He was on the same radio show, and he told like a story that he's getting shit online for, that people are saying that he ripped off from Tucker Max, which he didn't. He's told me that story
before. Can you explain this story?
What was that?
He's going to explain it.
So Mark Norman told a story about when he was in college, his buddy was taping him hook up with a overweight girl. And she went to sit on his face, and his buddy.
I love how you fucking made it politically correct.
Well, this is Corporate Dan. I'm back in my home lair.
An overweight woman.
Actually, I don't know if she was overweight. It could have been glandular. A big boned woman.
A plus size model.
She was not plus size. I don't have that on confirmation. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you,
Marcus Norman. I was telling a story about this girl. This girl sat on his face, and his roommate was taping. It in the bedroom and thought it was funny and fell out of
the closet.
Fell out of the closet and it scared her and there was like a big thing. Norman's told me this story.
Yeah.
Well, apparently years ago on Opie and Anthony, Tucker Max, who's like a bro author, who runs like They Serve Beer in Hell. He's had like major sellers.
Yeah, great movie, by the way. Haboo.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't even know that.
Oh,
movie.
Dude, it went right to
let
video.
Let me tell you something, dude. My friend was it. Bill Dawes was in it.
Yeah,
you know Bill Dawes.
Yeah, I love Bill.
He was in the movie. It's like, really, dude? I mean, you're the reason fucking people hate guys.
I think he's not allowed in England.
Yeah, there's like something like
I'm
that.
I'm serious.
Bill Dawes?
Like, no, Tucker Max. Oh. I think he's
Tucker
not
Max,
allowed.
Tucker Max, he was on Opie and Anthony, and they called him out for a bullshit story.
That's what it was. So apparently this was the story that they called him out for being bullshit.
It was by hitting a car. He was driving drunk, and he hit a car, and they were like, well, didn't anyone report it? He said he totaled the car. He's like, didn't anyone report it? He's like, no, I don't know what happened.
Well, anyways,
and they were like, that's pretty bullshit, dude.
Norman, I get a show with
Why
them.
Do you, when you tell a story, you always look angry?
Yeah, you do. You furrow a lot.
You furrow a lot.
You furrow a lot.
Guy.
You're like one of the sweetest guys I know, and you do
furrow.
Yeah,
you're a very sweet guy. Unfurl.
And then Santa came in.
Max, I'd like to give you your third birthday present right now.
Bobby had a great time at your party. Good stuff.
I'm so happy right
Steak
now.
Steak tips were great.
Love Ben and Jerry's. I had three ice creams. Wow. Sun's out.
I did a show.
What is that, a rainbow?
I did a show with, I was on the same show as Tucker Max.
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
That name sounds like an 80s, like a shit, like 80s superstar.
Like, he just caught the
80s
energy.
Villain.
He's like a douchebag bro.
Bro.
Hang on one second. Can you look up the guy who wrote Average American Male?
Sure.
Look that up.
You had me read that.
Am I the Average American Male?
No, you are not.
But anyways, so Norman,
Average American Male is a great book. One of my favorite books ever.
I bought it and read it because of you. So anyways, Norman told this story, and apparently he's catching shit because people are like, oh, you stole this from Tucker Max.
Yeah.
But he didn't. I know that for a fact. Norman told me this story years ago. And Norman, by the way,
he said
lies about the dumbest shit. He never lies about real stuff. Norman's always like, I'm like, were you up at Stand Up New York? He's like, yeah. yeah. And then I was like, hey, were you really at stand-up New York? He's like, no, I was at Caroline's. I'm like, what'd you say? He goes, I don't know. They're always like they're always like bullshit lies. But this sex story, apparently he's catching a lot of shit for it. And him and I were talking, and I was like, yeah, but you've told me that story
before. Did he ever do that as a bit?
No, but he was like.
Can I say, he said this, though. He said it's a very Tucker Mack story.
Yeah.
So he actually said it's a very Tucker Mack story, and then it happened to be a story that Tucker Mack had told. Now all these people attack him. Here's what I don't fucking like. Like, because only one person can fucking do that. Oh, one person can have sex with a big girl and his friend film it and falls. That's it. Only one person and that's it. You believe Tucker Max and then you follow him like a fucking cult. It's like if you're gonna have that type of thinking, like if this guy's just a fucking hack piece of shit because you're a fucking idiot.
Wait, so you're saying
if you can't,
than one person can have that
exactly.
Story.
If you can't say that,
I've done it plenty of time.
I had a big girl sit on my face.
What?
I had a big girl sit on my face.
And you know
she
what?
She didn't fall off, but it was a threesome.
No, the guy fell out of the closet.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that, but I mean, that
have you ever had
just happens.
Yeah.
That happens.
Mark wanted to watching him have sex.
I had a threesome with a girl who I wanted to fuck, and her roommate was there.
Do you need the mic, Michelle?
No.
Is that
Everyone, I'm disturbing the show downstairs.
This is some scared Scandinavian.
Yesterday, I was at a show, and one guy put his hand over his ears.
Really?
like when an old Jewish lady hears a siren go by.
Yeah. But it's also weird because Dan's voice is so low.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
why.
Yeah. Michelle's is so low.
Yeah. Yeah. And really, then Dante's is right in the middle. Hey, yeah. How you guys doing?
But like our writer meetings with Michelle and I are I'm like, Michelle, I really like the idea for Act Two, and she's like,
hi. The other day he answered the phone like me. Yeah.
She called me. I go, hi. How are you? And she goes,
you know it sounds.
Dan, how low can you make your voice go?
I might be able to go a little lower
than Dan.
That's lower. I can't go that.
But you're like you are trained to do that.
Yeah.
You can.
Dan, study opera.
Stuff, is this fucking band camp? Can we move on?
Back to smash pussy.
How low can you make out?
That was a fun little sidebar.
Right, listen.
The
listen.
Mark thing, though, like, yes. You never... If you're stealing a story from someone, you'd never say, it's like a Tucker Max story.
Yes.
If it was from Tucker Max. Yes. You know, like, exactly. Like, that's just like...
But these fucking morons can't put that together. Yeah. That's what bugs me is these are the fucking people that drink the Kool-Aid, put on the Nikes, and fucking join a cult. It's like you're so in love with this Tucker Max guy that anybody that... It's like, dude, put the fucking pieces... Have some common sense.
Yeah.
Why would he fucking say... Tucker Mack story and have the same exact story as Tucker Mack. And then when the guy goes, look, I did the same thing. I didn't steal it. Fuck you. Believe him. Who gives a fuck?
Well, also, Norman...
It's not like who shot Kennedy.
But, yeah, and Norman...
Like, it matters.
And Norman's not, like, coming out like, no, it's my story. Like, every person that talks shit, he's just kind of like, yeah, it can happen to more than one person.
Yeah.
Has he responded at all?
A couple times, but him and I were on the phone today, and he's just like, it's crazy. He's like, these people are acting like it's fucking...
I feel like that situation, you just don't respond and it goes away.
But it's also
anything
like,
happens. Yeah. Anything that happens on the you don't respond.
That's why I didn't engage in any of the Stacey Dash things yesterday because I was like, I don't want this. Like, I mean, she's an idiot.
Did people tweet at you about it too?
No, people were very supportive.
No.
But you didn't respond to it that way either.
No, I didn't respond.
Yeah, it's hard not to do that because you have low self esteem. And people start liking you, like, yeah,
fuck that bitch.
I feel bad. I said she looked bad. I think she looked good. I feel bad now. Now I feel bad for saying it.
You're funny. Oh,
she looks like a Who from Whoville.
She really does.
She looks bad.
She's got Cindy Lou Who nose.
I'm glad that you didn't want to get involved.
But not the Cindy Lou Who spirit.
No.
Yeah, no, no.
She got Grinch spirit.
I love that you know what her spirit
was.
She
had a
heart. Nice.
I know.
Stacey Dash had a heart that was 10 sizes too small.
Very angry.
You're a mean
Very angry.
One.
Well, wouldn't
Stacey
you be angry,
Dash.
Too, if you were Stacey Dash and everyone just
your nose
you?
In all fairness, though, she did have a really big... she had a really big ring.
Ring?
So she could have... I mean, if she punched me with that hand, it could be her. Yeah.
You're a mean one, Stacey. I've been doing that all night.
I know. Really stop doing it.
He does it way good.
I was going to stop because you looked at me.
Dan's face lit up like magic.
Yeah.
He did it. I was like, oh.
Dan, his dream is to do an old-time radio show.
I would love
to. He wants to kill Tom Papa.
That thing.
Do you want to do an old-time radio show?
Yes.
I could sound like Bing Crosby.
You know he used to beat his kids.
Oh, yeah. Beat the hell out of him. And on a Barbara Walters interview.
You used to beat his kids.
I used to fuck up.
That, too.
Are the Crosbys home?
And they had it coming.
Triple penetration.
Fuck me.
You know what? I don't like your fucking happiness, Scopo.
Oh, he's so good.
He's not happy. He's not
I'm
so
angry. Happy. I'm angry.
He's no. not here.
But Bing Crosby, even on a Barbara Walters interview, this is how gay I am, because I'm like, oh, Barbara Walters interviews. I'll watch the whole thing. And Bing Crosby, she was like, if your son, who was like dating some girl, came home
she
and
English?
Wanted to sleep. Yeah, sure. I actually don't know what accent I'm doing, but.
No, she has an accent.
They do have those accents, like Breakfast at Tiffany's. Mm-hmm. Like American women back then had that.
Catherine Hepburn talk like this.
Yeah, they have.
Atlantic accent.
Yes.
That's what is it? Called. Is that what it's
New England.
No. They How's taught, it going? They, I think it was, and I'm sure someone listening is going to be like, wrong! But I think it was like they taught actors that accent, so when you were watching a movie, the audience was like, now I know this is acting. Like, it was like, you know, everyone was stupid back then. But, you know, so like, people talk like this, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So, yeah, that's a part of that.
Right.
And, but anyway, so I don't know, Barbara, I think she just has like a speech impediment. One time, there was this girl in my class, and she talked like this, and I was like, oh, she must be Australian or something. So I kept asking, like, where are you from? And she would, like, avoid the question. One day I was like, where are you from? And she's like, oh, I have a speech impediment. I was like, God damn it. But Bing Crosby said, he was like, I would never, if my son brought his wife or his girlfriend and stayed in the same room, I would never, ever speak to him again. And Barbara Walters was like, never again? He was like, never. I would never speak to them again.
Wow.
I was an asshole. He couldn't even hide it for 2020.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite Family Guy jokes. He's like, right, Bing Crosby? He's like, that's right, Peter. And if they talk back, you can beat him with a sweet sack of Valencia oranges. Won't leave a bruise, and it'll show him who's boss. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Mary and bride and me all.
Dating you would annoy me.
Oh, no way.
To no end.
You're one of those guys who sing walking down the street.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
I'd be taking
it. Yes, all the time.
Do you really sing walking down the street?
Yes.
Real. So you're walking down the street and
you have a great voice. You got to sing. Yeah.
No, I do comedy great. I don't fucking tell jokes walking down the street.
Hey, sure. How you doing? What's up with this weather?
Keep it to yourself.
If I was dating Mateo.
Get a gig.
But it'd be fun, though, if I was dating Mateo and I was just
back
like,
to this conversation.
And I was in the bathroom. I was like, hey, can I get some Bing Crosby?
I do it.
While you're taking a dump. Hey, can you?
Help me poop.
May your days be merry and bright. And then from the bathroom, you hear me go, can you do a Melikiliki Maka?
Melikiliki Maka is the thing to set on the brat.
I would love it. Good Bing Crosby.
You guys should
music.
Do a show together.
Mm-hmm. We could play brothers.
Even though we look ethnically completely different.
Except
one of these guys is gay.
Yeah. One of them and is a circus freak.
Nobody knows which one it is until the 9th season.
Oh, and even then it's up for debate.
That's some syndication money. That's by a
You're always going out to date with like a a pat.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the chat room real quick. What do you got in there, Depot? Anything good?
Yeah, a couple. First of all, they definitely want to hear about the Stacey Dash thing, so we got that out of the way.
Okay, good. Where are you going? Okay, I thought you were leaving. I was like, what the fuck happened?
I was being attacked.
The Bing Crosby thing really set her over. She can't
handle
it. My God,
your girlfriend is fucking smoking hot. You better fucking get her pregnant.
He looks like Donald Cerrone.
Who, him?
Yeah.
Are you Italian? Oh.
You're Puerto Rican?
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing.
Good
you
for
still
you,
don't
dude.
Recognize me. I've seen Dan like three times.
I recognize him. Yeah, dude.
Stop lying.
Puerto Ricans were voted like genetically.
When Dan
I've seen, I met him at the stand
I've met you.
Before.
I've
yeah, they're all hot. Puerto Ricans are beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. When Dan doesn't know somebody, he calls him Bud. He called me Butter Dude for like 2 years.
Dude, I called you Dude for a long time.
Dude, yeah.
One time at the Creek and Cave, like I said hello to you. You turned around and said, what's up, bro? And you turned around and I just sat there sad.
I'm sorry.
I'm scared.
Was that at Legion of Skanks?
No.
Oh,
I'm very scared right now.
It was your 1 hour.
Oh, shit!
when I ran the hour?
Yeah.
First off, I was super embarrassed because like 12 people showed up. So I was just
at the Creek in the Cave?
Yeah.
We sat right in front staring at you.
Yeah.
Well, you did the week at the Creek?
No, I just did. I ran my hour two nights before I taped.
Right.
And I was like, oh, please be 20 people. And then like him and 8 other people showed up. So they're like, hey, great job. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry.
I felt like
I failed. But thank you. I apologize. Well, now I know you look like Donald Cerrone, so now it's burned in my mind.
All right, good. I don't know who that is.
Me neither.
MMA fighter, like
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The cowboy.
I don't know.
I just met you tonight.
The seller? No.
I just met you
tonight. 2 days ago.
Yeah, I know, but I don't remember you.
I know, it's all right.
I'm just being honest. I'm not going to play the game like him. I'm just going to tell you.
But I remember meeting him.
Now I know who you are because you're here. But I probably don't fucking.
You won't remember me next week.
I'll remember you next week. I will. I'll tell you. I will from now. I'm not going to fucking, you know, hey, man, hug you. And, hey, let's get some pizza. I'm going to go, hey, what's up? And walk the fuck by you. But listen.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I remember you now, though.
You just said you were going to do what I did, then you did exactly what I just did.
Warmer weather is finally here, and that means it's time for spring cleaning. You can spend time sprucing up the house and yard, but if you really want to fresh start, this is what you do. Do what I did. Get a Casper mattress. I love this thing. I really do. It's one perfect mattress that will help you wake up feeling refreshed and ready to fully enjoy this beautiful weather we're having. The mattress is engineered with 2 high-tech foams supportive for comfort that guarantees a greater night's sleep. The Time magazine named it one of the best innovations of 2015. In fact, Casper is now the most awarded mattress of the century. And their new sheets and pillows are just as comfortable. Together, they create an environment designed to give you a nice, cool, balanced all night long. The mattress ships for free.
Wow.
Free. In a surprisingly compact box. It's pretty amazing. It comes in this little tiny box, a king size. You're like, what the fuck is this? What did my wife get? You know, shoes? Then you put it on your bed. They give you this little special knife.
How big are your wife's feet, Bobby?
She got big feet. I got a fucking small pecker. That's why my kid's dick is big. It's my wife's feet. Just lost this sponsor.
Now that's in the commercial.
So, anybody knows you get a mattress, it's a pain in the ass getting it in, you know, delivering it in the room, and oh, it's crazy. They ship it for free, comes to your house, plus you can try it at your home. Just try it. Call them up. They'll ship it to your house. You can try it for 100 nights risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up for free. They drop it off. You try it. They'll pick it up if you don't like it.
Wow.
Everything is for free.
Do I have to stuff it in that little box again? Or
No. They come. That's a legit
question.
No, you do not. You just have to. They'll come and grab it. Okay, look, I love my Casper. I got one. I love it. Okay? Try yours for 100 nights in your home with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use the code word DUDE. If you got a crappy bed, if you're sleeping on a twin mattress, some horse shit you bought, and here's the they're cheap. King size, under 1,000. That's unheard of.
Inexpensive.
Okay? Type in the code inexpensive. Type in the code word DUDE, okay? You get $50 off on top of everything being free, okay? When you, it's crazy.
So they give me $50?
Get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. You buy it.
My friend has this.
And if you don't love it, they give it 100 after 100 days, you get charged. If you don't, 100 days, send it back, nothing.
That's great.
But if you do love it, they charge you and you get $50 off when you use the code word DUDE, okay? That's Casper.com, code word DUDE, for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions may apply. This is another great, I love that we got this sponsor, because I use them all the time. And I think it's good for comedians, because we never, to go shopping and buy shit is a nightmare, and you never get food. You never get good meals. Mm. And I like to cook. Blue Apron. Blue Apron knows that when you cook with incredible ingredients, you make an incredible meal. So they set up the highest quality standards for their community of artisanal suppliers, family-run farmers, fisheries, and ranchers. Whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, or heirloom tomatoes, Blue Apron is bringing you the best for less than $10 per meal.
Whoa.
That's crazy. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. This, I got it, and they send you everything. and they tells you how to cook it. The spices, the salts, the peppers, the sauces, the herbs, the cheese, whatever the fuck you need to make this meal, it's unbelievable. I had the Salisbury steak, which I haven't had since high school, which I love, by the way. Big fan of the Salisbury steak. Remember Salisbury steak?
I don't know if we should be responding or not. But yeah. People looking at us.
You can respond. Yeah, your mics are hot.
Is that like meatloaf? Is that what that is?
It's a I don't know what the more Salisbury saucy. Means, but it had the gravy and you had the potatoes and you. Now did they have
That's
this?
Meatloaf to me, it's just a hunk of meat.
It's unbelievable. The spring chicken fettuccine was great. Here's the deal: they send you all the stuff, which is. They send you all the ingredients right to your house so I can make it, you know? And this is what my wife does, too, which I love. You don't have to go by that. My wife's a great cook. Your wife's a great cook, right?
Yeah.
Okay. She can take the meal.
Why are you debating me? I'm just listening. I'm agreeing with you. I agree with you.
I'm bringing in you, defensive son of a bitch. Fucking Italians.
He's going, your wife's a good cook, isn't she?
What is shaking your head? My wife will actually say, you know what, I'm not going to add that, I'm going to add this. I'm going to keep these ingredients. I know how to make this. I like what they did, but I'm going to add a little
does her little, yeah.
little thing, and all of a sudden it's like, it's unbelievable. I really do love it. All right, check it out. Here's what you get with Blue Apron. Okay, variety. New recipes are created each week by Blue Apron's culinary team. And are not repeated within the year. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Flexibility. Customize your recipes each week based on your preferences. Go on. Pick whatever you want. And you can choose it. I can't do that. You can't have nuts and blah, blah, blah. Okay? Choose your delivery options to fit your needs. So you can have it when you want it. You don't want it every week? Do it every other week. There's no weekly commitment. So you can get the deliveries when you want them. Easy. The third thing. Each meal comes with step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe cards and pre-portioned ingredients and can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. This actually helped me lose a little weight because when there's nothing...
When?
Huh?
When?
It's helping...
yeah, don't make that the selling point of this thing.
Theater of the mind, man. It's radio. It's theater of the mind.
Bobby, did you lose weight?
Fucking
I said
fry.
Help. I used the word help. I did not say did. I did not say did.
I understand your struggle. It is hard. This sucks.
Did you lose a delivery?
And what I'm saying is that, you know,
Wait, I had the Salisbury steak. It's gravy and meat.
This is what, since high school.
It's another sponsor gone.
Here's why you lose weight, and I'm going to explain it to you. When my wife cooks something, she'll cook fucking way too much. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because we'll have it tomorrow. We'll have it, you know. When they send this to you, it's pre-portioned for two people or three people. So it's what you should have as a meal. Right. So when they do the Salisbury steak, it's a
portion control.
It's a regular meal. I'm telling you.
That makes sense, actually.
People were thinner back in the day. If you go back, the plates were smaller.
Oh, yeah.
During the Depression?
Before that and after that, the plates were smaller. Somewhere along the line, these fucking food companies made everything bigger. So now you look at my plate, you know, the salad plate was the actual regular plate you used to eat off of. A piece of protein, a vegetable, and some type of salad or some shit like that. Now you have these massive plates. It's filled with this and that. It's crazy. So that's why I love it. This is what you do. Check it out this week. Check out this week's menu. Go to the website. All right, you can get two free meals. So try it. Get two free meals with free shipping. Again, free. I love this. By going to blueapron.com/dude. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. Use blueapron.com/dude. BlueApron.com, a better way to cook. Try it. You should try it.
I'll definitely try that. Actually,
it's for
I was
free.
Looking for something like that.
It's for free. Okay. And I want to thank all. We have a brand new thing.
No, it's just like for what he said, it's actually.
Right.
Portion control.
Yeah. And you put it in your fridge and you cook it up on a. You know you're going to be home.
I'm a single guy, so that shit is like a lifesaver for me.
It is. So you got a salmon in the fridge and it tells you how to cook it.
Yeah.
You got a girl come over. Or, you know, Liza comes over.
Get a haggis.
Yeah. Put it on her fucking hand and eat it off her hand. All right, so go to the chat room. Let's go on before I fucking stopped the show with a screeching halt.
All right.
Screeching halt!
I feel like eyelashes fall out.
There's so many comic with this. You have a distinct voice. Joe Mackey has a distinct voice.
Joe Mackey, Jesus Christ.
He does the best Joe Mackey I've ever heard.
Oh, I do do a great Joe Mackey.
Sam Morales, you're a real...
oh, my God.
So good. It's almost... hey, gang, how's it going? My name's Joe Mackey, and Sam's an idiot over there. Don't go hang out with Sam. Oh, no. He's not fun.
That's fucking
that great.
By the way, he does the hands perfect, too. Everything, yeah.
And he lives... I know, a couple of us know Evan Williams, which is his roommate.
God damn it, that
and
was
he
good.
Does a perfect. He does a perfect impression of his roommate.
Who's yeah, my roommate.
Evan? I think Evan I found Williams. A replacement for Dan Soda.
All right, bye. No,
when you are not in town. Bye. When you can't make it. No, you're my fucking go-to. Don't kid yourself. What do we got? Spit it out.
All right. Daryl says, I don't know if Mark's lying, but it's funny to listen to Jim's reaction because it sounded like he was uncomfortable.
The Jim was uncomfortable?
Yeah. Opie and Jim had the same reaction.
Stop banging that. I can hear it.
Sorry.
The fucking guy's going like this. Don't know if Jim... Fuck.
That's my rhythm. All right.
Yeah, exactly. Here. Take this.
Realist says, I think Mateo might be the coolest gay guy on the planet.
Oh.
Thank you.
Is that a compliment?
Yeah. Yes, sure.
Yeah, I think you are pretty cool.
I think it
Thanks,
is.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you're pretty cool. What else?
Trevor Jenkins says, I remember back in college, these two dudes fucked in a McDonald's bathroom, ran out giggling. The scent made my eyes tear.
Listen, I didn't have anywhere to
fuck.
Spray? I
had
to, yeah.
why would it make you?
I don't have any
pepper
lube.
Pepper spray is lube.
Yeah, I don't have any lube. Just pepper spray my butthole.
Got it.
Got it. I remember me and Norton were coming back from a gig once, and we stopped to take a piss, and he walked in on a guy washing his balls in the sink, and he had a penguin to a stall. It took like fucking 20 seconds. Right. He was just hopping and we were fucking standing there just staring at this fucking guy laughing. Oh, it was the greatest thing ever.
Did he acknowledge your presence?
No, he shut the door and just stayed in there. And we stayed in there. We were just going... Oh, he had his fucking nuts on his tippy toes with his pants around his ankles.
Was he doing the splash and go, or was he trying?
He had like his nuts in his hand, like fruit, and he was splashing his nuts. He was just doing this. Oh God!
You think he was just in the car for a really long time, and he got like?
He's like, I just gotta wash him off.
I don't know, dude. You probably fucked around. You know, you probably banging guys. You know what I mean? I remember when I first learned about gay culture, I was like it blew me away.
You went to Michael's Arts and Crafts.
Gay men and lonely women.
I went to Ricky's and bought a wig.
They are always paired together.
my sister, who's you know, she's in the hospital right now, so I pray for her. Her kidneys are failing again.
Oh,
it's
God.
Terrible. Fucking terrible. She got the kidney transplant 17 years ago, and they only last for 16, 17 years, that kidney. Oh, and you have to get another one. But by the time you have to get another one, you're 40-something,
yeah.
And you're on the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
So now she's... Oh, it's fucking ridiculous. Anyways, back when she had good kidneys and when we were younger, she used to hang out with... We were both fucked up from my second stepdad, you know, the abuse. And yeah. She was the worst because I was a boy and I have my mother's fuck you personality. My sister didn't. So she got really a fucking, you know, stupid fatso.
Yeah.
Call her, oh, it was terrible. And we separated. We went and survived on our own. And when we finally left and we were living in an apartment with me, my mom, and my sister, she hung out with the gay guys. And you know the you know nerds or the I don't know, it wasn't goth back then, it was, you know, it was a couple gay guys and some fucking weird chicks, and they had a car and they used to party. They, you know, they were just not accepted by anybody. And this guy lived around the corner. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what fucking gay was. I didn't know gay or anything, but I would go over there with her. And I remember one time I went over there, and I was just hanging out with my sister, and she went in the other room, and this guy, Mike, or whatever his name was, like, you know, whatever. I didn't even know what that was. And there's a room full of mattresses. because they were having a party that night.
Okay.
And they just had this one room full of... And I, his sister was a little younger than me, but my age, so I kind of liked her.
Yeah.
So we were playing and all that, and this guy was like, come here. And went in the room, and there's all these mattresses, and I was lying down, and he lied down next to me. And it was like... I think, how old was I? I had to be like fucking 11.
Wow.
Maybe 11, 10 or 11.
Oh, this story took a turn.
Yeah. And I remember...
You thought he was 17 with his shirt off? And
no.
Well, I remember I was like, this... I didn't feel right. So I was like, he was like, so we're having a party tonight, you know, and all that. And I was like, there's this room full of mattresses. Which when I was a kid, I walked in, I was like, this is awesome. A room full of mattresses?
Immediately, it's like where you can make forts.
Yeah. Or immediately in my mind, I was like, I'd do a front flip right on the front.
Yeah. No, me and his sister were fucking rolling around, having fun, just being kids. And I was like, this is the best.
You didn't realize it was just going to be a fuck turf for later. You realized it was going to be a gay fuck turf.
And most things gay men like are what kids like. Bright colors, stickers, musicals, mattresses, all of it.
One of my favorite jokes is going right now. Julian McCullough has the greatest joke about little kids' sleepovers. He's like, it was easy to make kids friends when you were a kid. There was like gay hookups. He's like, nice He-Man shirt. Want to sleep over?
Well, I remember I was like, I'm out. I fucking left.
Right.
And I told my sister that. And it was fucking, you know, and she actually explained to me that he likes men, and they do that. And I guess they had this party of fucking just dudes. Fucking.
Yeah.
And then later in life, I actually made another friend who was, this is fucking weird. His family was mob.
Okay.
Nobody knew he was gay.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't know he was gay.
Yeah.
He finally came out and said in the comedy community, hey, I'm gay.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Good. Who cares? Nobody cares, especially comics. No comic gives a fuck if you're gay or not. Fine. And but was not gay. He wasn't. He was an Italian guy. Blah blah blah. Finally comes out gay. I wound up meeting the mom guy. One of these. I mean, he's a big guy. He invites me over to his house. I get a phone call. Hey, he just took a liking to me because I worked at. Come over to the house. So I go over to the house. I was nervous. I get there. This gay guy is his nephew. And I know he's gay.
Yeah.
And he's fucking shitting his pants because he knows I know.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's literally looking at me like,
don't say a fucking word.
He was petrified.
Wait, yeah. And you knew these people were mob people?
Yes.
Okay.
Fuck yes. Yeah.
And so how did it play out that you just treated the nephew as
gay? Because I
knew,
shut my mouth.
You knew not to.
I knew not to fucking say anything. You know, I was tempted to go, hey.
He would have been
What's so funny is, like, Italians, like, actually, so my family's Italian.
Right.
Like, when I go to Italy, they're so fucking gay, I pass for straight.
But here's what flipped me out.
But the mob is
this guy, we wound up leaving that night, and he was like, dude, you can't fucking please. No, I was like, dude, of course not. And he was driving me back to my my house, wherever we were driving, and he goes, yeah, this strip of beach that I've went to my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there my whole life. Revere Beach. He goes, yeah, this is a gay pickup spot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? And he goes, this is where gay guys come mm-hmm. to pick up other gay men. Mm-hmm. I never noticed it, dude. It was like it was like that cigar in the brick wall where you can't see it until someone says that's a cigar. And you're like, now you can't unsee it?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I look, and there's just these cars that I've driven by. I just thought it was people at the beach at night.
Yeah.
All dudes waiting for other dudes. And every time I drove by there from now on, I was like, I'm like, there's just fucking dudes waiting to suck dick.
It's called cruising.
It was fascinating to me. What's it called?
Cruising.
Okay, cruising, right. I never knew that existed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That spot's like, now.
Yeah, how old were you when you?
That was.
Still 11?
I was in my 20s.
Really?
In comedy. My first couple of years in comedy, I never knew that existed. I remember I used to bring girls, and we'd walk the beach and walk by, and
you walked by so many dude blowjobs.
I never, ever saw.
So many guys.
Truck Stop Central Park in the 70s was all gay men fucking. No joke. I mean, bathroom stalls. Larry Craig. Like tons of places. Truck stops are huge gay.
Like, I never knew that until
you never knew that. Rest stops.
I feel
stops
like you had to learn all this stuff in movies.
Yeah, something about Mary taught me about rest stops.
Taught me about rest stops, too.
But what's funny is there's a park park and growing up in Denver called Cheeseman Park.
It'd be funny if you had a rest stop, you just keep going, nah, I'm just taking a nap. Yeah. Every couple minutes. Nah, dude, I'm married. I got a kid.
Dude, I got 26
dude,
hours.
All right, fuck it. Just suck it and pass it on. I got to get some sleep.
Will you guys at least notify my car? Is there a sign you put on it after we do this?
It's like a flag you tie or something. Or a handkerchief.
The handkerchief. Yeah. The handkerchiefs, yeah.
That'd be suck if nobody came. I have my tit out.
You're just blasting Donna Summer.
I mean, I'm lying. I got my seat all the way down. I'm lying on my stomach with my pants pulled down, and nobody comes to the car. Yeah, it's weird. I just
don't know what hookup spots are.
No.
Or that even that exists. And then because I remember being a kid, and they're like, Cheeseman Park. And I went and had a soccer game there, and I was just like looking around the whole time like, I just heard a bunch of gay dudes bang here. I was like, 10?
Can I ask you a question, though? Now, with the internet, with what's the app
say
called?
Say it again. With
Grindr, Scruff, the Growler, internet. Adam for Adam, Manhunt.
Adam for
Jacked,
Adam.
There's one called Manhunt?
Squirt. There's a bunch.
Squirt.
What happens on Squirt?
Well,
just a lot of like, hey, girl, hey, are you a mask top? Yeah, sure. You know,
what's a mask top?
A mask top, which...
is that Zorro?
It means masculine and you top. And so they ask, yo, bro, are you mask top? Because they don't want femme. Right, so no femme. Yeah. There's a lot of gay mask tops princing and mincing and preening all around this
there's
city.
There's so much shit that you have to know.
I know.
You have to have like a fucking gay degree.
Yeah, you could say.
It's like military. It's like standard operating procedure. Yeah. What are you, a mask top or a power bomb?
Are you a 4-star gay general? What are you?
No, I'm like a 1-star lesbian. I'm not even. Yeah.
I'm a 1-star lesbian.
You're not gay, are you?
She's a full fly.
They have like.
Easily pass for lesbian.
Yeah, I really didn't know. You like men,
well,
right?
Change the outfit and then don't talk. And yeah. It could be, yes.
So, but my question.
It's all about the voice.
My question is this. Now, back in the day, you had to go to all these fucking crazy places to meet guys. Now, with all these apps, is that eliminated?
You would think so, but there's still gays just running amok. I mean.
Is there still places you can go just where you hook up?
Yeah.
Where?
They're still cruising.
Can you please write it down for me?
Sure.
Where? And like what general time? And what are people wearing?
Is it going on right now? Like, hypothetically, if we finish the podcast. But I got
well, there's one at Applebee's. It's like, no, I'm kidding.
They got riblets. Yeah. That'd be the greatest thing ever.
Oh, head and riblets.
God, I love riblets.
Like an IHOP. Yeah. There's all the terminology like mask top, verse bottom, just verse, otter, PNP, NSA, hosting, looking, all this stuff you have to ask.
What is the difference between flame dames, fruit flies, and fag hags?
Those are all terms straight people use for gays.
For gays or
yeah,
for
we don't use. You know what I mean?
I thought it was like
fag hags is something that it's like
a woman
bowl,
that hangs. Isn't it a woman that hangs out?
That's like
that's what
like,
Michelle is for Halloween.
Halloween every day.
Oh, the fucking voice! It's addicted. It's like spicy food. It's like a really bad fart.
You go like this. You go. Okay, I'll have a little bit more. Just one more. I'm gonna wake
like
up early.
Chili pepper.
My fucking lord.
It's great.
So.
I don't mean to keep harping back on the gay.
No, I'm just wondering. No, look, man, it's interesting to me because, you know, it's funny too. No, I wish I was. God, if I could just be gay.
I wish I was too. I would love to be gay.
Yeah, I feel like I could find a man much easier than I could find a woman.
I could find a woman much easier than I could find a man.
Right. I could find a man who would love me the way I want to be loved.
No. As a 29-year-old in New York, it's fine being gay. But anywhere outside of here, it's not so, easy.
I'd be so happy in Westchester as a gay man.
Hey, come to our antiques shop. We just got this tchotchke that
we got a mid-century. It's called the two-tier end table. We use them in Mad Men all the time.
These young gays just don't understand that what garlic was. All they are into Beyonce. I just don't understand it.
I'd love to flip my paper and just go, Richard? Are we going to go shopping tomorrow? Oh, God, you're a bitch sometimes.
When you pick up the dogs.
Yeah. All right, I'll be right there. You fucking bitch.
I mean...
a lot of cattiness with gays.
I love it.
That's what people say. Like, I have always been with your son. What if your son's gay?
All right.
Well, my older brother's also gay, so my dad's real proud. But, yeah, but I mean, my cousin's gay.
He doesn't give a shit.
No, I don't think so. He was in Vietnam, so I think it, like a gay son is like it's nothing.
No, of course not.
Still if hearing I, helicopters. I was like,
yeah, probably. I haven't spoken to my dad.
If you would have had a half Vietnamese son, that would have been a different thing.
What do you mean? What if? Yeah. He's got one. It's just over there.
My fucking uncle told me a story about that. The last time I saw him, he was like, "Yeah, you know, he was in the Navy in Vietnam, and he's like, you know, you go to these villages and you'd have like, you know, your whore that you knew." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, my
and
dad said he got out.
He goes, "One time I went back, and she goes, I'm pregnant, and I think it's yours. Last time I saw her, I was like, I could have a cousin, like
a half Vietnamese cousin."
Cousin, if you can find me, my name is Soda. Prove it, and we can take his money together.
You do like the parent trap with your Vietnamese cousin.
Yeah, that'd be great.
What if you just like he calls you on the phone and it's like, "Hey, this is your cousin."
He's doing Asian impressions.
I hope he's sitting down.
Are you sitting down?
Becomes Yul Brynner.
He moves to LA and becomes a more successful comedian than you.
I can play the whole Filipino. I can play the Vietnamese angle.
Oh man, no! I think it's fascinating. My kid,
how old is he?
He's 3. But if my kid was gay, who gives a fuck? I don't care.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
He's
what does that mean?
Not gay. He was grabbing my tits all
weekend. That's because I taught him. You grab those fucking mushy bees. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Do you have like a poster over it? Like you're teaching her attack? Yeah. They have it shooting ranges where it's a bad guy.
And I put a bruised peach in a sock.
Go grab her boobs. She's like, go.
Kept throwing an apple on the ground. Yeah, grab this.
This is going to sound very weird, but there is something kind of great when a baby touches your boobs.
I know.
It like feels good. Really? It's like not in like a sexual way, in like a maternal way. It like feels like it's like when you remember like, oh yeah, I'm a woman.
Yeah.
What?
I'm serious. It's
next
like
time
a,
I see a child,
it's innocent. You know they don't mean it.
It's not like
you know?
It's not a sexual thing. It's just like it gives you that pang. It gives you that baby pang.
Yeah.
Okay. What else gives a baby?
Do you want babies or kids?
No.
Never.
I feel like my body's going to turn on me at some point.
Yeah.
But mentally, I don't want babies.
I worked with mentally retarded people for 3 years. I lived in a house with them.
Yeah.
When I went to college.
You had quite the life, I have to tell you. A very colorful life.
That's why I have a podcast.
I was going to say.
The whole time, you knew.
I remember I lived with them, and the one thing I learned is that sexually, they're just like us. But they don't care about gay. They don't know gay or straight. They just know sex feels good, and you know, fucking who cares? I don't know.
Yeah, but they will fuck each other because they don't have women. They don't have females in the, like when you have foster care. It's
no, they have females.
Did you have in the same house?
Not
in, not the, same
in
house.
The house I worked, but the other house I worked on weekends, there was girls there. Yes.
Did you ever see The Other Sister?
I was
a great movie about two mentally.
Isn't it funny? You have to pause because you have to. It's like when,
it's like my
grandfather when they went from African and blacks to African Americans. You had to go the two African Americans. It's like Opie and Anthony. It's like Opie and.
Isn't that with Giovanna Ribisi?
The other sister? Excuse, bless you.
I'm sorry, Giovanni.
It's what's her name?
Julia Louis.
Julia Louis. And,
why is it so similar to Julia?
And Phoebe's brother from Friends.
Yeah, Giovanni Ribisi.
But did she wear a swan dress or did I make that up?
That's Bjork.
I know, but I feel like she wore something similar to that.
The guys would I would bring girls over. Really, you know, I'd bring girls back to the place because I live there. My deal was this. I had to be there 5 days a week from 11 to 8 in the morning.
Okay.
So it was ideal for me because I could go to college in the morning, go to my classes.
You were a house parent.
And then I could go at night and do my comedy, race the fuck home.
Yeah.
And, you know, just be there. And I would have to wake them up in the morning and make sure that they would get dressed and go to work. They were high functioning. They would go to work and stuff like that. Yeah. Make sure they got their breakfast and stuff like that. And I would bring girls back and they would come up and hug them and use their, you know, like they're supposed to be mentally retarded, their innocence, and they'd grab titty and shit. And girls would, and I'd be like, "Barry, stop that." And she'd be like, "It's okay." And I'm like, he'd be like, literally looking at me going, smiling like, I got some titty. And I'm like, "You cocksucker."
Did he ever wink?
Huh? Yeah, they would fuck. I mean, yeah.
He'd wink.
The guy.
Hey, Bobby, looks like I'm grabbing this titty over here.
It sounded like Barbara Walters.
His whole face. Hey, Bobby.
He wink faced. Like
and gives you like a.
I just grabbed both of them.
Two thumbs.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm close to finishing.
And then I'm going to have 17 devil dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, those guys. One night he was jerking off to me.
What?
Oh, my God.
Well, the first week, because I was hot back then. So let's not get carried
away. Sexy Bob, yeah.
Sexy Bobby. Mm-hmm. But I used to wear... what are the
jock straps?
No,
crochet
I used to wear
jock straps.
What are the little fucking skimpy male underwear?
The little bikini.
Euro bikinis. Bikinis. I used to wear a different colored bikini, like red and yellows, and you know, I just was in shape, so I could. I just wore the bikinis. I hated underwear. Most of the time, I didn't wear any underwear.
Yeah.
Because it was.
Yeah.
I loved when a chick pulled your dick out with no panties. And it just flopped out like a porn. I was pretty. So one night I was in my first week there. I was like watching him, and you hear bam, 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 and he was calling my name. So I panicked. I'm like, I run in. I go, "What's wrong?" And he goes, "Get out of here!" He was cranking one out to me.
His bikini underwear.
Well, and I talked to the lady about that. She's like, "Listen, it's you know, it's nothing. They just there's you know he whatever. He's just masturbating and they
my cousins are special ed teachers and they have kids in the middle of the class who just start jacking off and they have to be like, stop it.
Yeah,
we're learning about the Civil War.
I mean, look,
if
there wasn't we didn't have laws and religion.
Doing it.
If we didn't have laws and religion, I think we'd be just I'd fucking whip my dick out right now. If it wasn't law and I couldn't get arrested and you guys would be like fucking.
I don't know common decency.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just jerk off and throw it on Michelle's chest. Quiet!
Why is it? You think you're not going to get the loudest shriek if that doesn't happen?
It's true.
You break your ears.
Yeah!
Is Scopo all right? What happened?
Yeah,
what happened?
Spot.
He left and did a spot. Mm. Oh. We should have had him record it and then we play it. See how he did? He's actually killing it lately, that cocksucker.
I did a show with him in New York Comedy Club. He did really well.
I took him on the road a couple weeks ago. I was like, please do good, please do good.
He
fucking annihilated. Not annihilated, but he did great. He killed it. What else we got in the chat room?
Gigi says, I just figured it all out. Bobby brought Deepu over from Bangladesh to be the kidney transplant for his sister.
Perfect.
Yep.
What blood type
is that why you're sitting in a bathtub of ice?
Can I?
I don't know my blood type.
Do I have my kidneys? Is that what you're going to ask
me? No.
I
do want to say this. My sister does need a kidney. I don't know how to get the word out there. I don't know how to make this happen. There's nothing you can do. So if and this is ridiculous, and the odds are fucking astronomical, but if somebody would like to donate a kidney, there is a number and there is a hotline for my sister. I've given it out on my social media before. I mean, we have to do anything now because you know it's getting to that point. And as her kidneys start to fail, her kidney, the other one's just fucking atrophied. Her kidney from Neil, the next door neighbor, is dying. And as that goes, you know, anything, she can get a cold and fucking die. So she's, her blood pressure's through the roof. She came and visited us this weekend and then she went home and her blood pressure went the fuck up. And so she definitely needs, so if there's anybody who wants to fucking, I would love, what blood type are you?
I don't know. I forget.
Find out.
I can't donate. That's my blood type. My blood type's I.
Wait a minute, stop. What did you just say?
I was going to say, he was like, I have AIDS. You know.
Blood
disease. Well, they don't let gay men donate blood.
Lenny Marcus went out for an audition. Lenny Marcus went out.
Unless, here's what it is, right?
What'd you say?
Unless
there's a microphone right there. Grab the mic. Sweetie.
Unless a gay man hasn't had sex in over a year.
What?
Is that true?
Then they can donate blood. So basically they're saying gays can't donate blood.
Is that real?
What did you say?
Well, I know that they don't let you, unless you've had if you've had a tattoo or a piercing within a year, they don't let you donate either.
Oh, okay.
I went in.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You were trying to donate blood?
Uh-huh.
And they wouldn't let you do it because of your tattoos and you have a piercing in your tongue. Is that what I hear?
No, I'm just doing something weird with my tongue. No, I have a tattoo. I have my nose pierced, but yeah, no.
All right, okay. Lenny Marcus, just on the subject of AIDS, went, he told me, he goes, I'm going in for an audition for the face of AIDS.
Excuse me? Is that like a new musical?
No, it's
What face do you have? It's the face of AIDS.
It was an audition for to be the
AIDS
face
commercial.
Yeah, it's an AIDS commercial. They wanted the face of AIDS.
Could you imagine that? Honey, I just got a call back. I might be AIDS.
No, he's the guy on the fucking box of this is the medication.
The box of AIDS?
Yeah. Oh, the prep trivia.
Yeah, whatever pamphlet they give out. Yeah. Lenny Marcus, the face of AIDS.
All those billboards on the subway.
Could you imagine if he doesn't book the face of AIDS? Are you?
You weren't AIDS-y enough? You weren't in the mix of healthy and look like you could get AIDS?
Anyways, all right, so what else you got?
A realist says Dante and Bobby would make the perfect gay porn.
No, we wouldn't.
We could.
I don't want nothing to do with
it. I'd call it bulldozers.
I mean, just 10 minutes of shuffle on that fucking horse, like, cock back.
It'd be like Barkley versus Godzilla. Remember when they did that?
It'd be me doing a shitty magic trick. I'd just be like this. Yeah. Wait a minute, one second.
Hold on.
And then pushing, hearing a pop. And then hearing ow for the next fucking 5 minutes. I would never fuck with you. If I was going to bang anybody in the room, it'd be Dan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now Dan gets everything again.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what?
Even
you. Fuck you, Dan. Okay. I'm not giving it to you. I'm going to give it to... No. You're too eager. You're too eager. Plus, you almost snapped at Dan for not knowing you. Never mind banging you and not calling you again. You'd flip out.
But maybe that's part of our whole thing. Oh, you're a stranger. I don't know, Chris. Oh, it's hello, Chris.
Oh, my God. What a fucking show. Listen, this has been fantastic. Wow, fucking A, man.
I love you.
I love you, too, man.
It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back, dude. You make me laugh more than anybody.
Thanks, buddy.
Where were you?
Right, working with you.
Are you guys working together?
Yeah, we're writing a pilot. You should check out
another
our,
one?
No, our pilot.
Which one?
The one with Comedy Central.
The fucking... The for one you? I was supposed to be in?
Yeah.
I'm so fucking mad! Yeah. You fucking assholes.
Yeah. It's good,
you couldn't
too.
Switch it on a fucking... You
we could have. That was the only time we got the director.
Oh, suck a dick, fuck. I would have directed
it. How hard did we try to fucking move
it
around?
We tried real hard to move it around.
What the fuck is me doing? What about me?
You had to go to Montreal or something
like
that.
Yeah, you're in Canada.
I was on a fucking tour.
I know.
Come on,
buddy.
Why couldn't you switch?
Buddy, I don't go to Brooklyn, buddy.
I tried. I tried to get the fuck... The one, I was like, please let me go the fuck home. And they were like, if you go... You can't do any of it.
Oh.
I mean, sure. Dude, believe me, I tried. I was like, I said, I want to do this very bad.
We do have a role for you.
What? It's some fucking dumb role that I get killed, right?
Oh, yeah.
No, we have like a
am I in it?
Yeah.
A mechanic.
Can I be me?
Yeah, it's you.
Yeah.
It's you, by the way, it's you being mean to me.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Very
now,
mean to me.
He's trying to get your approval.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it, which is life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a reason we wrote you in for this, buddy.
I want to fucking be in your show.
Okay.
God damn it.
Well, we're writing it.
Well, let's get on it.
All right.
Come on, man.
We got a meeting
tomorrow. We have a call tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll and Bob the Mechanic. What's my name in the fucking show?
Dewey.
No, I don't like it because I am a fucking Dewey. I do look like a fucking, just a chubby Dewey.
Oh, that's fucking that name, man. Dewey.
That would be my gay name. Not a bear or
hey,
a moose.
Dew.
He's a Dewey. What are you? Am I a twink? No, you're a Dewey.
Yeah.
Just a chubby.
Ask us what our names are
you
on
do.
The show.
What's your name?
Dan and Michelle.
What's Nick's name?
Lou.
Fuck, I would have been Lou.
Yeah.
You're supposed to. It was you and DePaulo.
Do you think I'll be a? Well, I think you picked the right guy.
Well,
DePaulo's the guy. Well, he's great.
He's great.
Yeah, he's great.
DePaulo's fucking great.
He's unbelievable. I mean,
DePaulo's a great actor.
Being on set with him was like one of the most fun things ever because we'd do a bunch of takes and he'd be like, he'd just fucking throw a tag out and you're like, that's the best tag.
Yeah, he's really great. Yeah. I really like DePaulo. But now, let me ask about my character.
Yeah.
Dewey.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If I show up and Mike Vecchione has a Dewey shirt on, I'll fucking murder you.
Yeah. Vecchione's going to write on the show. I don't think he's going to be on.
Listen. Yeah. Good trick. I've seen him act. No, I'm kidding. He acts good. Listen. Dewey? Is he? Does he? Am I saying one dumb thing every show?
I mean, the episode we have written with you in it is you're
so it's just one episode.
No, because we wrote one episode.
I'm really muscling you guys into making me a star.
No, we wrote one episode, but then we decided we didn't want that to be the pilot. So now we're writing a second episode, and that's the one we have a call about tomorrow. But in the first episode we wrote, you have a big role in it.
Yeah. Now, multiple scenes. I would love to be working with you guys.
Yeah, it'd be great. Mm-hmm. We would like to keep working on this.
Yes, good.
We'd like to. So Comedy Central, we'd like to keep working on this.
Well, they love you guys.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, it's...
Is it for... Is
you
it
know
web?
How it is? You know how it... No, this is a 30-minute pilot for the network.
Fuck yeah! Whoa, sorry.
but it's
Dewey
also
just
like,
lost his mind.
You know, everyone in this room knows how shit gets killed, so we don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are talented.
It really is. I hate that we have to do that.
I know.
Well,
I know, but
Michelle
it's...
Michelle and I, we can't be too close to this because we love working together. We love working on this thing.
Can I tell you this? You can be too close to it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why you can be too close to it, because this doesn't define you and it doesn't stop you two from working together. And this may be a piece of the puzzle for the next show. Or this might be the show. You never fucking know.
Yeah.
You know, like, dude, I feel... I'm so sick of... Even sex, drugs. It's like I'm on FX.
Yeah.
I'm on this fucking show. It's a major. I love FX as a company. I love all the people that work there. I've gotten to know them over the last 4 years with Louis and now the pilot I shot, Bronx Warrants, and now this. Leary and Serpico and all this shit. I love it. And as soon as you're done filming, all you're worried about is, will we get... It's like this. Yeah. It's like this. You Constant film news. And you're fucking in it. And then all of a sudden, as soon as you're done, you're like, is it good enough? Is it? And then you have to fucking sit there and downplay and fuck yourself.
Yep.
You know what? Fuck you. I want it to get picked up. I think it's good. I think it's going to get picked up. And think good shit.
And you guys are young, good looking, funny. Come on. Cut it out. Cut it out.
But that's also why I like...
Mateo?
That's also like...
You could say something nice about me if you wanted to.
You, I don't want...
I just gave a speech.
I opened with something so nice about you.
I just gave a speech.
Yeah.
But that's also why I like stand-up.
It should have went to me. What?
Well, I thought we were trying to make them, you know, I was hoping, I was...
But that's why I also like stand-up, because it's like, no matter what else you have going on, you have control of that.
Can I say something about that, Michelle? It is true, and I love stand-up, but there's you know, what we have to do as comics... is exactly what you two are doing, exactly what Leary does and Sandler does and certain people do, is you have to fucking help. Well, you have to help as many people as you can.
Yeah, Schumer was unbelievable at that.
Schumer's great at it. It's a war, okay? And we have to be collaborative. We have to be creative together, you know, whether it be these podcasts or pilots or whatever, because that show that you do, and of course I'd love to be in it, but if I'm not, whatever, that show what you do could be something major that changes people's lives.
Yeah.
And when you change your life and DePaulo's and Vecchione's, and all, that goes down to the people beneath them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if I can go and do a show and bring him, then he gets...
Yeah.
I take him with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And also, I think that's been the fun part, even when we did the web series, was like writing it for people that we knew would do an awesome job.
Right.
Because you're kind of just setting it up like, oh, he'll do that great.
Right.
And seeing if they're available.
Yeah, because we have the fucking... We have the funniest motherfuckers right at our fingertips.
Yeah.
And that's why I love New York.
Joe List always said that when we first started hanging out. He's like, no one gets you more work than other comics.
Nope.
No one gets you more work than other comics.
Yeah, it's just one guy. Every time I go somewhere, you got to use this guy, you got to use that guy, you got to use that guy. And even the show. That's why I love having, you know, people I don't know on the fucking show.
Mm-hmm.
Because now everybody from the show will know who you are.
I mean, shit, man, I remember because of you. I like getting Twitter followers. Like my first Twitter followers was doing the podcast with you and DeRosa.
Yeah, but even, you know, now you owe me. So get me this fucking show. That's my point.
I got a spot downstairs.
You got a spot?
Yeah. All
right, bye, Michelle. I'll talk to you
later. Michelle, talk to you later.
See you.
Michelle, what's your Twitter handle?
Michelle the Wolf.
Oh, that voice.
I'm part of the Wolf Pack.
Oh.
Oh.
Hey, what are you guys doing?
That's how I do
it. Hey. Hi, guys. Yeah. Welcome to Kyle.
I like Michelle. She's great.
She's great.
She's good people.
She is good people.
Pete put a lot of motherfuckers on that thing, on his thing.
Pete who?
Crash. Pete Holmes.
Pete Holmes on all that crash.
One trashing.
And that's why, like people like, are you doing? I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not. Like, I have nothing to do with Pete. Jim Gaffigan has never used me, but I don't care. And I hold no... Because So what? He put so many people to work. He put so many people in
Abby
it.
And Alana, Broad City, you watch that show, it's only comedians.
Yes.
She's a lot of comedians.
Broad City, Amy Schumer, Jim Gaffigan, fucking Pete Holmes. Yep. It's like comics getting things is great because other comics are going to get stuff.
Yeah,
other
comics work.
That's why that jealousy thing just doesn't fucking work. It's like, all right.
No, you can't be jealous.
No, you're going to be
jealous. You can't be jealous, envious, or you can't. Yeah, you can't, man.
Yeah. You can't.
Because the person that works on that show, if they pop, they may use you. Yeah. But it is, you know, it's your responsibility to use as many people as you can, I think, you know. So that's good, man. Good for you. All right, let's wrap this fucker up. You got anything in the chat worth talking about?
Big request. They want to hear Macho Man. They can't stop hearing Macho Man.
Yeah, I know. I feel like Macho Man's like.
I feel bad asking. So.
Yeah.
That you're
Jimmy
go-to.
Snooker, what,
you
died?
You.
Oh, yeah, that old murder charge. Those are old murder charges, though, from the 80s.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can't
hear
you.
I feel like it's like
Jimmy's up for murder charges now.
Wait a minute. Snooker's up for murder charges?
Yeah, yes, in 83 is what? Oh, his girlfriend.
Oh, and they cracked him.
What?
He was on Opie's, and he actually, that's what restarted the whole investigation.
That's great.
Because he was just talking
about
it.
That show took down somebody else.
Yeah, but I mean, the Macho Man thing's fun, but I almost feel like it's just, I've done it. It's like,
that's why you should do snooker.
I don't like anything about it. He's fucking dementia.
The fuck is that?
Do the Iron Sheik.
Yeah, I fuck you, make you humble.
You what? I make you what?
You never heard the Iron Sheik?
I know the Iron Sheik.
Fuck you in the ass, make you humble.
That sounds like the cook's downstairs.
Yeah. I'll give one. Oh, yeah.
I would tell you the guy I used to work downstairs as the bouncer when I first started here was an Egyptian guy.
Yeah.
And they used to have two Egyptian guys that worked there. And they... You know, and all the bouncers were fucking Arab dudes. You did not fuck around at this club. You get literally, Hatam would just grab you by the neck and take you out. I mean, there was, and this guy, I remember one time he came up to the bar with me and DC Benny, and he comes up to me, he goes, You faggot? And I went, what? He goes, you faggot, you suck dick? I was like, no, I don't, I'm not.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, in my country, we do to faggots. I go, I do not. And he goes, we take them, we throw rocks at them until they feel better.
Yeah, okay.
And then if that don't work, we fuck them in the ass.
You go, well, that's
and I was
kind
like,
of counterproductive.
I was like, okay.
Oh my
he
God.
Goes, sometimes I just like to skip to number two.
I told this Egyptian man who was driving me in a cab in L.A., and he was like, what are you? And I was like... Like ethnicity? He's like, yes. Well, I'm like, I'm Sicilian. Ah, Sicilians. Yes, you people, you're so nice. Yes, you are actors. Yes, yes, yes. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, what are you? He's like, Persian. I was like, what? He's like, Persian. I was like, what do you mean Persian? Egyptian. I'm Egyptian. I was like, isn't Persia like Iraq? He's like, no, I'm
Persia's
Egyptian.
Iran.
I know. Yeah. And then he kept going back and forth, but he was really nice about Sicilians.
You would too if fucking a bunch of gays flew a plane into a building.
I know. Can you imagine?
You'd be like, no, I love God. I love girl. I love pussy. Pussy.
But he was nice.
Nothing gets me hotter than a big set of tits.
I love pussy.
I love a wet...
that's my favorite thing. I always do that with my if I see like I've done it with like girlfriends and everything. If you see two like really gay guys on the train, I'll be like, look at them talking about pussy.
Yeah.
Look at them just thinking about hot, wet pussy. We do that all the time whenever I see them. I go, hey, Mateo, how are you doing?
I just had some puss.
Yeah.
I just like really like knocked some puss down. It's great. How's the pussy game go? I'm doing like my lesbian impression. Like, hi, my name is Valerie. I douche with Gatorade. tell me about your life and how much pussy you're going to get.
Have you ever had pussy?
No, I've never had it. never, but I have gone to Lilith Fair, and I enjoy it, and I have 17 cats, and I comb them.
All right, we're going to wrap this up. Mateo, what do you got? What do you got going on? What's your Twitter handle? What's all your social media? And where are your shows?
Mateo Lane, MATTEOLAN at Twitter. I'm doing Bonnaroo tomorrow. I leave and go. I'm doing Bonnaroo.
Guess who's going to be there with you, honey?
Are you going to be there?
Friday.
Yay, we get to hang out. I'm doing officially Seth
Meyers.
You're
doing Bonnaroo again?
No, I'm going down there. We can announce it right now if anyone's watching live. We're going to do a secret show.
We're
Who's doing that?
Can I
Who's
be a part of it?
Yeah, we're going Ari Shaffir. He fucking set it up. So we're going to go down there. I'm doing Bonnaroo the right way. Last time I was down there with a girlfriend that kept nagging me.
Yes.
Ugh, and
my entire weekend was ruined, so I'm going down there by myself.
I was there.
Yeah. And you saw me get into a couple arguments because she was...
Crazy.
Yeah. But anyways, so I'm going down there just to do a couple surprise shows.
That's great.
Well, I'll I got to get your phone. Hit you up. But yeah.
Seth Meyers.
More promotion. I'm doing Seth Meyers.
Yay!
But it's in August. It was supposed to be next month, but now it's in August.
Okay. Congratulations, man.
Thanks. I'm
That's
excited.
Great, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on.
Thanks.
I'm all nervous. Thanks for having me on your show.
You're welcome. No, thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me on your show. Lisa was telling me so much how much she loves you. Da da da. So I was really excited.
Good man. I'm glad you came on, dude. Everybody was telling me how funny you are, and you're absolutely fucking right.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Soda, what do you got, baby doll?
I'm gonna be in Cleveland the 15th through the 19th.
Hilarities.
Love yeah, that club. Wednesday through Sunday. I'm doing 7 shows. I'm calling it a summer residency.
You know, you're staying at the hotel, right?
Yeah.
What
the Titanic looking one? That
I don't know. I've never
that is
there.
The first. I'll tell you this: the first indoor mall in America.
Ooh, fun!
Is that hotel?
Oh. Yeah.
So, and
Something
if you,
you can
walk,
think about
if you walk, if you if you walk down the back stairs there, you'll see that the marble stairs,
yeah,
actually have imprints like. From 100 years of people walking down and them rubbing the stairs into like a little imprint. That's what
Fun.
That is.
And it looks like you're inside the Titanic. It's very long.
Like
the,
you have
it's
to
not haunted, old. Right?
If you yes it is.
Yeah, it is.
If you walk down the stairs.
Are you serious?
Yes it is. If you it's fucking Woo. Dude the first mall in America. It's over 100 years old. It's fucking crazy.
And there's always shit weddings happening.
Yeah.
Lisa and I did Hilarities, and we just made fun of all these weddings happening. And you know.
I love Hilarities.
I'm going to bring my PlayStation Great. So I can go to sleep at night without worrying about
this. What is
ghosts.
This, fucking 1994? Yeah.
You're
bringing a PlayStation?
Yeah.
Oh, I bring Nintendo 64. Lisa
Thank
and I
you.
Go on the road together. We bring in 64, and it changes everything.
Yeah, it makes
Playing
it
Mario Kart with each other?
Done. Wait,
yeah.
Great. So...
Yeah. Really fun.
Maybe I'll beat Uncharted 4 when I'm there.
Yeah, well, I have a 3-year-old, so
oh,
cool. I don't have video
I
games.
I don't. I'm alone every night. But I have PlayStation 4.
All right. Well, enjoy yourself. What else
Thanks,
you got?
Thanks, buddy. At DanSoder.com.
Yeah.
At DanSoder. And listen to The Bonfire, 6 to 8 p.m. on Sirius XM 95, Comedy Central Radio, with myself and Big Jay Okerson.
And, yeah, we're going to...
And buy my album, Not Special, on iTunes.
Of course. And your special killed it.
Thank you very much.
Unfucking believable. You, the man who has everything. That's what I'm going to be calling
okay,
you.
Okay, not really. I don't have a father. Never did. Never will.
Dude, so. I have 10. You want one?
Yes. I'll
Sometimes
take 2.
Sometimes they're not all cracked up to be.
Yeah, stop with the whole dad shit.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody loves you, and now you have fucking
Thanks.
Everything.
Okay, cool. I'm done.
Everything.
I'm going to retire. Thank you.
No, keep getting more.
I don't have everything.
You got a million in the bank.
No, I don't. Fuck that.
10, 20 million.
No.
You have 60,000.
No.
70,000.
Nope.
80,000.
No, I fucking take care of my family.
30,000.
No, nope. Low.
10.
You hear that, lady? Yeah. Takes care of his family. Such a good guy.
Barely that.
I'm sorry for promoting Thanks. Him.
Me and Chris
Jesus.
Me and Chris are going to fuck later.
Plow
that
I'll
ass.
I'll be the bottom.
I'm getting that
He's had an attitude
dumper.
With me. Someone gave this fuck a pep talk, and I don't like it.
Nobody did.
It was a real, might have said was a real ass pep talk.
Did you get a pep talk?
Ooh.
Well, you got a pep talk. Don't forget. Don't forget there's a fucking gorgeous girl behind you. Okay?
Yeah, I look at her all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, we'll
I know.
Take your fucking job in a second.
It's so funny.
We'll be on the real ass podcast.
It's so funny because I go, wait, that girl's like to his right? And then I was like, oh, Lauren got it.
Yeah, Lauren, big fucking gap. You go on your real ass podcast. Get your fucking pep talks.
How
get
was
snappy
the spot?
With me.
What's
wrong
perform?
With you? Why huh? are you so upset, Bobby?
Don't fucking what's mind game me, you fuck.
Bobby?
That's not going to work with me, you passive-aggressive cunt.
Bobby, why are you yelling?
Shut the fuck
oh
up.
Oh, my God. You know where he learned this from? Fucking Festuca.
No.
That was a Festuca move.
No,
it really
not.
Was.
Wait, that was?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry then. No, Festuca-y. I'm sorry. I'm
Shrimp
sorry.
On the Bobby.
No, yell at me then. Let's go.
Bobby,
I don't want to do that.
Oh, are you mad at me, Bobby? please, stop. Michelle and that voice. I can't do both the same. Imagine them on a show.
My keyhole just shut.
God, that fucking hurt my asshole. What do you got, Dante, besides a fucking big dick? Big, uncircumcised,
I got,
fucking Brooklyn
you know,
dick.
The podcast, Beige Phillips, on the right.
Which is fucking... I'm going to tell you something.
Thank you, brother.
one of our most popular shows fastest rising shows. You are killing it.
And we got the app out now. So
tell them about the app.
The app is out. We get 15 episodes free. Anything archived. We have 210 episodes. So anything beyond the 15 is a premium subscription.
I'm gonna say this for you a little better. Riotcast now has worked with Libsyn, and now every show on the network has their own app, iOS or Android, and it's free. All you have to do is on your phone, go in, type the Beige Phillips Show in the app section of your phone, download the free app, which is amazing. The functionality is impeccable.
Everything's right there.
It's right there. And then you get 15 episodes free all the time. You don't want to pay. You don't have the money. Fine. But if you do want to support his show, if you want to support my show or any of the shows that have the app, you can go in and become a premium member for how much?
$1.99.
$1.99. That's it. Under $2. It comes right out of your account on your phone. You don't even think about it. You have to worry about it. And any back episodes are yours all the time. 250 episodes.
And I'm doing. I'm also doing extra content, videos.
Extra content, right.
You can watch. You'll be able to watch the show on video, right, on through the app as well.
Right. Which exactly what we did with ours. We did the Podfest episode that Dan was on. We put that behind the paywall. That's a premium member with the video, so you can go back and you get all this extra content, all the back episodes. And you pick which shows you want to do this with, and instead of $10 or $7 or whatever the fuck you have to pay, it's under $2.
Yeah,
and you can pick your show. So go there, download the app, the Beige Phillips Show, or the YKWd,
both.
And I have I also have the finale episode of Limitless.
Yeah,
and
you're killing it in the fucking acting.
And I've got a reoccurring on Dust to Dawn.
Dust to Dawn. And what about Blacklist? You ever coming back?
I don't know. We'll see. I'm still in jail in Blacklist.
That fucking show went berserk this year.
Yeah, yeah.
But they pulled it back together.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, you're really killing it acting-wise,
man. Trying.
Yeah.
Trying.
I love seeing you on TV.
I like being on TV.
Yeah.
I love seeing you on TV, too. I watch a fight all the time.
I was watching that last week.
Yeah.
Well, I was watching it yesterday.
I was watching it 20 minutes ago.
Is that the one where we were sitting
on? I was going to do a spot. I was sitting on the steps.
And choking.
I've been actually watching it while the show's been going on. This computer, I'm watching you sitting on the steps.
I choke Channing Tatum in that.
You do?
Yeah.
He's so hot.
But then he knocks you the fuck out.
Yeah, you know what's funny? He's like a really, really good dude.
Yeah.
And he was like, look, you got to really choke me.
Yeah.
Because they need to see the blood in my face.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't think.
You know that's one of his fetishes, right? Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't.
He loves big guys choking him.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, of course.
But I choked him, and so the guy kicks me in the hand, and I push him down, and he was out.
You fucking choked him out?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
He was cool. He was like, nah, I told him to do it. I was like, he told me to do it. So,
wow,
it's all right.
That's a good story.
Yeah. Good dude, though.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy. Yeah. All right, well, check out the Beige Phillips Show and check you out on Twitter.
Everything at Dante Nero.
And he's back in Verizon.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm trying to get out of this. It's my last contract.
Deepu, what do you got?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, R2Deepu, and I'm around working on my shit.
What do you got besides an attitude?
I don't have an attitude, Robert.
Tude.
No, I just
you got a fucking tude.
I don't
today.
Have no tude today.
You do. You have a fucking tude.
You should have seen him when I woke him up, how nasty he was.
You're nasty.
No,
you've been nasty.
No.
You're fucking tired.
You're yelling at
and
me.
You're nasty. Well, because you're dumb.
Okay. Sometimes it hurts.
Does it really hurt?
Yeah.
Is that, no, I'm asking you.
Yes.
All right, stop. Stop with your dumb facial expressions. Does it really hurt?
Yeah, sometimes it really does.
Okay, well, stop being stupid.
Okay.
And then it won't happen.
Sometimes that's hard to do. Just get me at Chris Scopo.
You get pep talks from your dad, too, right?
No.
Somebody said you get pep talks from your dad.
One person on Twitter probably said it, and then you're like, oh, yeah, okay. No.
But your dad says, you don't let him talk to you like that.
My dad doesn't even know what the podcast is.
That's bullshit.
He doesn't know what a podcast
is. He's a big fan. I talk to him all the time.
He tweets at you?
No, we talk on the phone.
Really?
About you.
No way.
He's the one who told me to yell at you.
Oh, okay.
He's trying to get your shit together.
Okay.
Through me. We have a whole plan. It's a
What's
9-step process.
What's his name?
Fucking Mr. Scopo.
What's his name? Come on.
You think I don't have respect for your father?
Ron.
Ron.
Close. Ralph.
It's Ralph. Ralph.
Fuck.
All right. What else you got? That it?
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
Just at Lauren Kubera at Twitter and Facebook.
And you two sexy couple on the couch. What do you got, brother? What's your name?
Chris.
Man, come on.
Dude, listen, man. I got a 3-year-old. I don't remember my
name. Hey, Chris, remember when I remembered your name when I did that act out earlier?
Totally, yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry about forgetting about.
That's why everybody loves you, you fucking ass-kissing fucking neutral.
I'm not. I felt bad that God hates? At the creek.
You know what God hates? Neutral people.
Yeah. God, what does that fucking mean? That doesn't mean anything.
According to signs, God hates fags. So. Yeah. Neutral people and fags, you're going straight to hell.
Yeah.
Huh? What does that mean?
Nothing. I'm not neutral.
Yeah, you are neutral.
No, I'm not, motherfucker.
You're corporate.
No, don't get fucking non-neutral with me. Yeah. You fucking...
So tired. Corporate.
All right, what?
I'm so tired.
Why are you tired?
I don't know.
That's his excuse.
All right, what do you got, Chris?
I got me tomorrow, my shitty job... On our train back to Queens later.
What do you
hopefully
do?
A little earlier.
What do you do?
Pot with Dan.
What do you do? Now you fucking. Now you knew his name. Now you're going to hang out with this fucking crazy guy.
BFFs.
IT.
You're in IT.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's not exciting.
Hey, fuck it, man. It's a fucking job.
It's a job.
I could do something here for you.
Like what?
I don't know. You need to get a lot of computer shit here.
Yeah, but what could you do? I mean, just ran. Can you hack the world? What can you do?
You can just dust it.
Run
check
some
on
of
it.
Your stuff.
What, babe?
He can. Break it all.
You gotta talk into the microphone.
That's all right.
I would love if you snapped and just started beating the shit out of Scopo.
Fuck you!
I could fix a lot of stuff. Rub your legs a little bit.
Oh, good leg rub, huh?
Something.
Mateo's like, don't let him do it. All right, guys, listen. Did you have fun?
Oh, a lot of fun.
Good, man. Thanks for coming in and hanging out. What do I got, people?
June 18th, you're going to be at the House of Independence in Asbury Park,
can't wait
New
to
Jersey.
Do that gig. I got a big tour coming up. That my man's putting together, my agent and Bardo are putting together. I'm very excited about a bunch of fucking cool gigs, all together. A lot of cool spots. I can't wait to do it. So I'm announcing it. Hopefully midsummer, I'll be announcing it and putting it out there so people can start buying tickets. But this gig I'm very excited about in the summer. So nice. What else do I got?
24th, 25th, you'll be at McGuire's in Bohemia.
Love that club.
You'll be 24th, you'll be at the Brokerage.
Love the Brokerage.
The Brokerage.
I also love the 24th. Okay. It's my birthday.
I like McGuire's. I had a good time, too, even though it's way the fuck out there.
McGuire's is a good time. Brokerage is one of my favorite clubs in the country.
Yeah, it's great. It's unbelievable. And I love James.
Yeah.
Oh, he's God, the best.
I love seeing
he's
him.
He's the best.
Love it. What else you got?
July 1st through the 8th, you'll be at Marriott in Aruba.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And July 21st, you'll be at the Punchline in Philly.
Punchline, the new Punchline, baby. Ooh. Fucking new club in Philly. So there you go. That's the show. You want to mail something to the show? All the stuff behind us is from you fans. You want to send it to us? What do they do, Scope?
Send it to 117 McDougal Street, 10012.
You got a fucking nice tit pick you want to send us? Where do you send it?
YKWDproducer@riotcast.com.
No, you do not. You send it to Bob Kelly. You send it to dude@riotcast.com. That's my email. dude@riotcast.com. You send
UCC,
all
YKWD
naked
producer.
Women pictures.
YKWD WD
to me,
CC.
If you have a dick pic, you send
them,
it to him.
Vet them.
I want all dick pic. I want all dick pics. I thought she was going to whip her boobs up for a second. I was like, what's going on here? Dick pics go to Chris Scopo. Tit pic go to me. What else do we got? Anything else? Is that
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, if you want to be a guest on the show.
Yes.
You email ykwdproducer@riotcast.com.
I tell you, this has been a great show. You guys have been great. Thanks for coming in. Dante, God bless you. Dan Soda, Michelle Wolf. You guys, I had a blast. You guys are the best fans of the world. Thanks for listening. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.